Jeffy, why are you making that noise?
Dang, it's November 26th, and my yogurt slinger hasn't sneezed yet.
What?
I've gone the entire month of November without firing my milk cannon. It's about to overheat!
What's a milk cannon? What are you talking about?
I'm part of the 31st Gooner Battalion, and I'm edging.
What are you talking about?
It's dark and scary!
Jeffy, calm down. The power just went out. Look, it's back on.
Marvin, why did the power go out?
I don't know. Maybe, like, it's a power surge, or maybe someone's pet hamster chewed on the power lines.
Why would a hamster be on the power lines?
I don't know. I was just taking a guess. Jeffy, come! It's back on! It's back on. Why are you screaming?
Because I'm scared in the dark, Daddy!
Marvin, why is this happening?
I don't know. Maybe the weather's bad. Maybe it's windy and it's knocking the telephone wires down or power lines. Let's turn on the news and see if the news knows.
Breaking news, MK! The United States power grid was attacked by Russian hackers, and now there's a nationwide power shortage. So in order to resupply the power grid, all U.S. citizens with children will be given these Monsters, Inc. canisters, and they will have to scare their children to collect their screams. Because if you've seen the movie Monsters, Inc., children's screams can power a whole city.
Russian hackers?
Where are they rushing to?
What are they talking about, a scream can? Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin. I'm here to give you your government-issued scream can. Just have your kid scream into this.
But I don't have a kid. Jeffy's 20 years old.
Oh, Marvin. We really need a Jeffy video today. 5 out of the last 6 videos have been junior videos, and we're going to be looking for jobs soon. But it doesn't really matter how old he is, because it goes by mental age, not physical age. And let's be honest, Jeffy is not mentally 20 years old.
Okay, so what do I need to do?
So you just have him scream into this. But it has to be a genuine scream, okay? Like he's really afraid for his life.
Oh, that's easy. Jeffy is really easy to scream.
But, you know, in the Monsters, Inc. movie, laughter actually worked better than screams, so if you can make him laugh, that's even better.
Well, Jeffy doesn't really laugh.
Oh, yeah? Well, good thing you're looking at Jokey McJokesterstein. Yep, that's what they used to call me in high school, because of how funny I was. I would always make jokes that were funny.
So you're funny?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at, Marvin.
Well, you can make Jeffy laugh if you want to.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. You get it, Marvin, because I'm a cop and we frequently shoot people? Give it a shot. See what I did there?
Well, that was kind of a stretch.
Well, Marvin, I'm not wearing yoga pants! You get it, Marvin? Because, like, you stretch in yoga, and so you said it was a stretch, and so I said the thing about yoga pants. See, that's next-level comedy, Marvin. You wouldn't get that kind of thing.
Okay, try to make Jeffy laugh.
Okay, I think I can take a crack at it, because I arrest crack addicts, because I'm a cop, like I said. See, this crack at it sounds like crack addict, and don't do crack.
Okay, listen, just come in and try to make Jeffy laugh.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was.
Hey there, everybody. Hey, I'm Brooklyn T. Guy, but you can just call me Jokey McJokester Pants.
I thought it was Steen.
Yeah, well, I got a Steen in my pants. A doo-doo Steen from digging in my ass. Got a dirty ass. Hey, how about you, sir? You got a dirty ass? You digging in your ass? You got doo-doo Steens, sir?
Yes, he does.
Oh, he's got doo-doo Steens. Hey, when I say doo-doo, you say Steens. Doo-doo!
Steens.
Yeah, that's right. Doo-doo!
Steens.
Yes, sir. That is right. Hey, sir, what do you do for work?
Oh, I sit on the couch.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what my ex-wife did, too. She would sit on the couch all day, every goddamn day. Sat on it so much, the couch actually got a big old crater in it, shaped like her ass. Just a big old ass print. Hey, you know when NASA launched the moon landing? Yeah, they accidentally landed on my couch, because I thought those craters were moon craters, but they were ass craters from her ass. How about that? Hey, what's your name?
Rose.
Hey, Rose, I bet I can guess your mother's favorite flower.
Okay.
Is it a tulip?
No.
Tulip. See what I did there? You didn't see that coming. I switched it up on you. Yeah. Hey, you in the helmet. Hey, how'd you get here? A car? Because it looks like you got here on a bicycle, or rollerblades, or a scooter, or a skateboard, or any other vehicle that would require a helmet. Is that right? Hey, you folks want to hear some jokes?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, how do you help someone who's been in a peekaboo accident? You take them to the ICU. Yeah, that's right. Hey, peekaboo. Hey, what's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea? I've never paid $300 to have a garbanzo bean on my face.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, it's still good to laugh, right? Hey, you there, Baldy. Why did the birds attack the dog?
Why?
He was pure bred. Because birds, they like bread.
They do.
They do like bread.
Yeah. I get that one.
Yeah, you gotta think about it. Hey, you helmet. What do you call 4 Mexicans in quicksand? Cuatro cinco.
I just came.
All right. I gotta do one more and then I gotta go, okay? So, what's the difference between the world's biggest hippopotamus and my ex-wife? Absolutely fucking nothing. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let me rephrase that. What's the difference between the world's biggest hippopotamus and my ex-wife? I'd want to have sex with the hippopotamus. Hey, well, that's my time, everybody. I gotta get going. You guys have been great. Thank you.
Ugh, what was that, guy? What was that?
Boyne, you did so great!
No, I didn't, Karen. I fucking sucked.
No, Boyne, you were hilarious. I was laughing the whole time.
Really? Because I was hearing crickets up there. I was dying up there. Hey, kid, you did good. I don't know, Steve. I don't think I'm cut out for this kind of thing. I was bombing. That one girl didn't even know why she was laughing. And that one guy came. What was that about? Did I help? That's not what I was going for.
Boyne, you just need more practice.
Yeah, kid, it's your first gig. Yeah, maybe you guys are right. Hey, did I go on too long with all the doo-doo ass stuff? It felt like too long. I mean, I did the chant, and I think they liked that.
Boyne, I loved your hummus joke.
What the fuck are you talking about, Karen? I didn't say hummus one time.
No, the chickpeas, like in hummus? Like, oh, who wants hummus all over their face? I mean, unless you're eating it, it gets really messy, and it gets crusty in the corners of your mouth.
Yeah, I'll write that down. Hey, guys, I'm back. Sorry, I was in the bathroom. Hey, was there a guy who looks kind of like me here? Yeah, that was my brother, Jokey McJokesterstein Pants. Steen.
That was just you in a suit.
No. Hey, let's check the can. Okay, this can must be defective, because it should be overflowing with giggle power.
Face it, Brooklyn guy, you're never gonna fill that can.
Shut up, Roz.
And don't forget to file your paperwork correctly, for once.
Now I see why Mike Wazowski doesn't like you, you bitch.
So we just have to make Jeffy scream then?
Yeah, we just gotta make him scream into this can.
Well, I can do that, but without the S.
Stop it, it's November, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Well, I already failed.
Okay, so we have to find ways to scare Jeffy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of like the video Jeffy's Hiccups.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. We're halfway through this bitch. Maybe you should have said that sooner.
Okay, so do you know a way to make Jeffy scream?
Oh, well, I know exactly how to get him to scream. Ah! Now you. You see, Marvin? I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
That was your big plan to make him scream?
Okay, let's see your plan.
Jeffy, the whole world's gonna stop making food and the only thing you can eat is green beans.
Okay.
You hate green beans.
Yeah, I'll just Good Morning America myself.
Wow, Marvin, that was your big plan?
Well, okay, you know what? Jeffy, that's it. You're grounded for the rest of your life. No video games.
Okay.
Or anything.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything else to do?
Oh, Marvin, I had an idea. Earlier, he screamed when the lights went out.
Oh, he did. Hey, Brooklyn guy, can you turn the lights off?
Don't call me by my full name. Full legal name is Crazy.
Wait, his name's Crazy?
Well, Jeffy, I really hope the power doesn't go out. It's out! Oh my god, the power's out!
Okay.
Wait, Jeffy, you screamed last time the power was out.
Yeah, I can't really think about that right now because I just shot a bucket of glue out of my gummy worm.
Burn guy, turn the lights back on.
I told you not to call me that, it's weird.
Do you prefer Crazy?
Well, they can be fun, but when they start blowing up my phone, it gets to be a problem. And then they show up at my house when my wife is there, and I just can't be doing that.
Marvin, I'm confused.
Do you have anything else that you can do to make him scared and scream?
Yeah, I think I got something. Okay, Jeffy, nothing makes kids scream like roller coasters. But we don't have any roller coasters around here. So I bought Roller Coaster Tycoon for the iPad. So we're gonna ride a roller coaster on the iPad. Oh, look at that. Listen to him. Listen to him screaming. Ah! Woo! Tell me what noise you'd make if you were on this roller coaster, Jeffy. No, that's not what I would do. I'd go, because it's scary. Oh, we're upside down. Ooh. Woo, woo, shwee. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Isn't that just bananas?
Scream, Jeffy. Like, scream, ah!
Go banana cream pie.
Okay, focus. Focus on the roller coaster.
Maybe this roller coaster's not scary enough.
I don't think this is going to work. Okay, so let's not do that one. We need a crazier roller coaster. Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Yeah, let's do this one. This is gonna scare the pants off you. This is what you need. Okay. Oh, here we go. Aren't you just excited? Aren't you excited to go?
Ooh, that's a big climb.
Get ready to scream.
Oh, look at the heights.
Oh,
scary heights.
Big drop. Gonna be a big drop.
Big scary heights.
Chugga 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 chugga. Ready? Get ready to scream. It's gonna be scary.
Yeah, you ready to scream?
Let's scream your head off.
Okay.
Oh, we're dipping. Wait. What's that?
Whoa!
It doesn't look like the track's finished! Oh no! We're gonna fucking die!
Oh, you're going to the moon.
Yeah. I don't,
Oh, what the?
Oh, like the calendar. We died. Isn't that scary, Jeffy?
Dear God. There's a big explosion. What do you think about that, Jeffy?
Marvin, I don't think it worked.
Is there anything else that you can do to make him scream?
Yeah, I got an idea. Okay, Jeffy, so you don't want to scream, huh? Well, how about now? You want to fucking scream now? What if I shot you in the fucking face? Would that make you scream, huh? Okay, what if I pistol whip your dad, huh?
Well, no.
Hey, you want to scream now? How about that?
I'm going to stick a crayon in my ass. A yellow one.
Well, does it have to be yellow?
No, it could be purple. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Marvin, I don't think we're going to make him scream. I think we just got a defective can.
Well, no, you haven't made him scream or laugh.
Oh, well, there's the problem.
Well, you're supposed to be doing that!
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, so there's nothing you can do to...
Stupid fly, get out of here.
Ah! Daddy, there's a fly and it's going to eat my face! Ah!
Look, Marvin, it's full. Oh, it's so full. Oh, it's just very, very full. It's so incredibly full. Well, Marvin, looks like you did your duty. And speaking of duty. Hey, anybody got any duty stains here? Any duty ass stains from their stinky duty ass? Hey, when I say duty, you say ass. Duty!
Ass.
Yeah, duty!
Guys, guess what day it is? It's Pizza Palooza!
Oh, dude, you know I love Pizza Palooza!
Yeah, guys, I think it's so cool we have a pizza party every weekend.
Oh, I know, pizza!
Oh, dude, we gotta go over the top this week.
Yeah, we gotta order like 10 pepperoni, 10 supreme.
Well, stop flapping your gums and order that za, genius!
Okay, let me get Chef Phoebe's credit card.
Chef Phoebe, get in here!
What do you want, Julia?
Can we borrow your credit card so we can order pizza for Pizza Palooza?
What the hell's a Pizza Palooza?
Every weekend we order pizza and have a pizza party.
No, the hell you don't. Pizza's expensive and we don't have the money for that.
Well, does Dad have the money?
No, your dad is out of town at a Tubby Taster convention. You know you love them fat bitches.
Well, did he leave any money behind?
No.
Well, then what are we gonna eat?
Your fingers, because I'm not cooking for you.
What?
No Pizza Palooza!
Aw, dude, I'm going home!
Yeah, screw this!
No, guys, we're still gonna order the pizza, we're still gonna have Pizza Palooza.
But, Junior, we don't have any money! No money!
Yeah, they don't just give pizzas out for free, dude.
Well, I was thinking, we gotta think of a plan. We can just do something,
Hey, everybody shut up! My favorite pizza commercial's on.
Boy, have you found me any good deals on pizza yet?
Not yet, Captain.
Well, you better hurry up and find me one, or you'll be walking the plank.
Whoa, look there, Captain. Pizza ahoy.
Yarr, that'd be a beautiful pizza.
I just wish we could get to that pizza faster.
Boy, we have the fastest ship in the seven seas. We'll get to that pizza in 5 minutes or less, or it be free.
What? You hear that? At Speedy Pirates Pizza, we'll get your pizza to you in 5 minutes or less, or it's absolutely free.
Yarg!
Because we go as fast as a pirate ship. You know, pirate ships don't actually go that fast. It just kind of depends on the wind. Boats are actually the slowest means of transportation. None of this really makes any sense. Why are we a pirate pizza company?
Listen, man, I lost my eyeball and my hand in the Marines. It's the only business I can start.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. It's just pirates aren't really known for being fast, is really my point.
Man, I love that commercial. See, it's great because it doesn't make any sense. Like, why are they pirates? Pirates aren't fast. Like, it would make sense if they were race car drivers or maybe astronauts in a rocket ship or maybe like 911. One pizza and they were cops, but pirates doesn't make any sense.
Guys, I just got an idea. That commercial says that if the pizza doesn't get here in 5 minutes, that it's free. So why don't we order the pizza and then stop them from getting here on time, and then we get the pizza for free and we can still have Pizza Palooza.
Dude, that might work.
But Junior, what if the pizza does get here on time? We won't be able to pay for it.
Okay, if it does get here on time, we won't answer the door. Or we'll answer it and say, we didn't order that. People prank pizza places all the time.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. The stakes are pretty low on this one.
Yeah, so let's order the pizza and then try to stop them getting here. Let me get my phone.
Okay.
All right, guys, it's ringing.
Yarg! Thanks for calling Speedy Pirates Pizza, where if we don't deliver your pizza in 5 minutes or less, it's free and I have to walk the plank.
Yeah, we want pizza.
Okay, what kind of pizza?
Make sure to tell them our specials.
Hold on, I have to put you on hold because we're hitting some rough waters and I don't want to fall overboard. What?
I said make sure to tell them our specials! And for God's sake, read off your damn script, boy!
Okay, specials, got it. Okay, I'm back. We almost had a mutiny on board, but that's over, so I'm ready to disembark on your order.
We want pizza.
Okay, I got that you want pizza. You called the fucking pizza place.
Hey, what's your language, lad?
Pirates cuss, okay?
Not these pirates. Long gone are the days where pirates be rated R.
God, I hate this place. That's why it's called a sailor mouth. Okay, what do you want?
Pizza.
Yeah, I know you want pizza. What kind of pizza?
A big one.
A big one.
A large pizza.
A large pizza.
A super large.
Super large? Are you sure you don't want the medium large?
No, the super large.
Okay, well, for 5 doubloons more, I can make that a super ultra mega large. It's a 16-inch pie instead of a 14-inch.
Yeah, we want that one.
Okay, do you want some parrot wings with that?
No.
What about some peg leg breadsticks?
Yeah, I think we want breadsticks.
Mm-hmm. Do you want that with Davy Jones's garlic sauce?
No, we want the mermaid marinara.
Okay, mermaid marinara, got it. Well, can I interest you in some of Petey Pirate's pickled peppers?
No.
What about Petey Pirate's buccaneer of corn?
We don't eat corn and pizza. It doesn't make any sense.
No, I know, but it's on the menu.
No, we don't want that.
Okay, what about a yo-ho-ho and a bottle of Diet Pepsi?
No.
Okay, well, can I interest you in some Scallywag sugar cookies?
We just want the pizza.
Okay, just the pizza. Well, your total's going to be $27.16 doubloons, and I'll be there in 5 minutes or less, or it's free. But don't get your hopes up, because this ship goes fast. That was a cruise ship noise. But pirate ships don't make that noise. Pirate ships don't make any noise. They just kind of creak.
Just shut up and deliver the food, boy!
Okay, I'll be right there. Jesus. Oh, yeah, by the way, have an arg-amazing a night. God, I hate this fucking
place. All right, guys, the pizza's ordered.
Okay, let's start the timer. So, Junior, how are you going to stop the pizza from getting here on time?
I was thinking we could call the cops and say there's a dangerous drunk driver with a bomb in his car going down the road, and the cops will pull him over, and that'll eat him a few minutes.
But, Junior, that's making a false police report. That's illegal.
Dude, that's definitely going
to
work.
Thanks, Joseph. Let me use your phone to call the cops, Cody.
Junior, I'm not letting you use my phone to make a false police report.
I can't use my phone, Cody. My phone has the timer on it.
We're going to ruin the plan.
Okay, fine. Just block the number. Okay, Junior, here's my phone.
All right. It's ringing.
911, what's your emergency?
There's a guy driving crazy and he's drunk and he has a bomb. Pull him over, but let him go because he has pizza. All right, I think they're going to get him.
Okay, hope that works.
God, I hate this stupid fucking pizza pirate bullshit. And I hate my manager and his stupid fake-ass Mr. Krabs voice. And I hate this stupid pizza truck because it tracks my speed to make sure I get there in time. What? God damn it, you have got to be fucking kidding me. I'm a cop, asshole. I don't have time to get pulled over. I gotta deliver this pizza in 5 minutes or less, or Mr. Krabs is gonna suck my ass or whatever. I don't have time for this.
God, this is such bullshit.
I got a call that you were driving recklessly drunk and you had a bomb.
Simmons, I do not have time for this.
Oh, hey, mate, why are you dressed like a pirate?
I picked up an extra shift at some stupid fucking pizza pirate place.
Oh, well, I got a call that you were driving recklessly drunk and you had a bomb.
I wish I was drunk.
You know that's illegal, mate.
Yes, Simmons, I'm a cop. I know the law.
Well, do you have a bomb in the car?
No, I don't have a bomb. Where would I get a bomb?
I don't know, but do you have one?
No, I do not have a bomb. All I have is a stupid pizza.
Oh, what flavor is it?
It doesn't matter, Simmons. It's pepperoni.
Oh, can I have a slice?
No, I'm in a hurry.
All right, mate. Well, one more thing before you go. You're a doctor, right?
Yes, I'm a doctor.
Well, I got this weird boil thing on my ass. I was worried that it might be herpes. Can you take a look at it for me?
I do not have time for this.
Oh, come on, mate. It'll be real quick.
Okay, fine. It looks like a skin tag.
Oh, thank God, mate. All right, you're free to go.
Ugh.
Guys, look, he got pulled over. It's actually working.
We just have to hope that stalls him for about 2.5 minutes.
Oh, dude, it looks like he's about to leave, though.
What are we going
to
do, Junior?
Well, I have this stroller with a homeless guy in it. I think we should push it in the middle of the road so he thinks he hit a baby.
Junior, you're going to kill a homeless guy just for free pizza? Why not just push an empty stroller?
Well, if he hits an empty stroller, he's going to know it's empty. There has to be a body in it for it to feel like there's a baby in it.
Yeah, you got
to
make it look real, dude.
What?
Well, look, also, look, the homeless guy is sleeping. He won't even know what happened.
Dude, he's pulling off! He's pulling off! Push it, push it, push it!
Ugh, I'm gonna have to speed to get there in time.
God damn, I said god damn!
Oh shit, did I just have a stroller with a baby in it? Oh god, was that a baby? Oh my god, okay, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail, I just killed a baby. Oh god, please don't be a baby. Please don't be a baby, please don't be a baby. Yes, homeless guy. Oh god, I got so lucky. Okay, let's get back to delivering this pizza.
He's driving off again, Junior, and we still have about 2 more minutes to get that free pizza.
Okay, I have another idea to stall.
Oh my god, what the hell is this? Ugh, it's Darth Maul's cousin, Zachary Maul. He's not gonna move unless I beat him in a lightsaber duel. I better make this quick.
Okay, I hired Zachary Maul to stop him for a lightsaber battle.
Oh, that'll work. He's a Sith Lord.
Listen, man, I don't have time for this. I gotta deliver a pizza. Oh, no. He shaved his balls for this. Oh. He looks like a kid that runs to lunch. Look, if it's a fight you want, it's a fight you'll get. Oh my god, I'm gonna lose. This is bullshit. Hey, is that Darth Sidious? He looks really mad about your hoodie. Okay, let's deliver that pizza.
Junior, we still have like a minute and a half.
Okay, I have one last idea to stall. Come on.
Okay, I'm here, and I still have about a minute and a half left, so I'm safe. Oh, they're paying for this pizza.
Okay, let's get this over with.
Hey there, big boy.
Oh, god damn. Isn't it a little cold out here for you to be wearing nothing?
Oh, my god. I've always wanted to hook up with a sexy pirate.
Well, yeah, ma'am. That's me.
Do me a favor and go arg.
Arg.
Oh, my god. That's so hot. Let's get in your truck right now and bang.
Right now? Because I just got to deliver this pizza, like, real quick. Like, 1 minute.
No, it has to be right. right now. Let's go.
Really? Because it's just going to take just like a second. It's just going to be right there in the back.
Please, I want your peg leg. Let's go in your truck.
Well, then shiver me timbers. Let's go.
Yay!
Okay, they're in the truck banging.
Junior, how did you get the prostitute to stall him? We don't have any money.
Oh, I told her that if she didn't do this, we'd call the cops on her and she'd get arrested.
Oh, okay.
I just hope he lasts long.
Hummina, 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 pow! Right in the kisser!
Wow, that was really quick.
Yeah, I wish I could say it's because I was in a hurry, but honestly, it's always like that.
Okay, well, pay up.
Wait, pay up? Oh, that's what you are. I just thought you were really into pirates. Well, it's like my dad always used to say, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Okay, so pay up.
No, I'm a cop. I could arrest you.
Oh my god. Do you have handcuffs? That'd be so hot.
I could go again.
Oh, I think they're going for round two.
Oh, we got this. Free pizza.
Dude, I'm hungry. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Hummina, 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 pow, right in the kisser.
Oh, my God. That was even quicker than the first time.
Yeah, that happens. Oh, shit. I only have, like, 10 seconds to deliver this pizza.
Okay, well, you gotta pay me.
I told you I'm a cop. I can't do that.
Oh, no, Junior. Here he comes. And now he's bringing the pizza.
We gotta stop him.
I'm here! Open up!
Guys, he's here! Cody, what's the time?
Junior, he made it.
Oh, no pizza?
No pizza.
But we tried so hard. I'll answer the door.
Hello.
Hey, I got here with 1 second to spare. That'll be $27 and 16 doubloons.
Why do you have pizza?
What do you mean?
We didn't order no pizza.
Wait, really?
Guys, did we order pizza?
Hell nah. We hate pizza.
But pizza's gross.
Oh, well, I guess it was a prank phone call then.
Yeah, must have been a prank.
Well, listen, guys. I just busted a nut twice and killed a homeless man, so you guys want to eat this pizza with me?
Yeah!
I'm quitting tonight anyway!
Woo! This pizza looks so good!
And so, on that fateful night, Junior, Joseph, Cody, Jeffy, and Brooklyn Guy all enjoyed the most delicious pizza of their lives. Unfortunately, Brooklyn Guy did contract
Hey, Dave! Ow! A new song that me and Booger wrote?
No!
Mario!
Okay, fine. What's it about?
So I was looking outside the window, and I saw a bus go by, and I was like, you know what the wheels on that bus are doing? And I wrote this song.
Okay, let me hear it.
Mommy, can you record it?
Sure, Jeffy.
There's no point to record it.
And come.
All right, Booger, you ready? Here we go. One, two, three. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
You did not write
round
that.
Round and round, round and round.
You stole
the
that.
The wheels on the bus go round and round all through the town.
Jeff, you did not write that song. You stole that song.
I didn't steal it, Dad. It's 100% original.
Then what's it called?
It's called The Rotation of the Wheels on the Bus.
Wow, you stole that, Jeffy.
Mario, just let him dream.
Hey, Mama, fine. Can you post that for me?
Sure, Jeffy.
All right, thanks, Mommy. Come on, Booger, let's go.
That was ridiculous. He totally stole that song. It's from the Wheels on the Bus. My phone's ringing. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, is this the depressed-looking bald guy that was in the video of the dinosaur playing the piano?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a black market animal dealer, and I was watching that video and I couldn't help but think, you know, dinosaurs are extinct.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are.
Yeah, so somebody could make a lot of money off one of those dinosaurs.
Wait, a lot of money?
Yeah, if you sold me that dinosaur, I'd pay you pretty good.
Well, I don't think I could sell it. That's my son's pet.
Oh, come on, what's a kid need a dinosaur for anyway?
You're right. Let me ask my wife. Hey, baby, if I sold Jeffy's pet dinosaur, would you be mad?
Mario, how could you ask me such a question? I would never let you do that. Jeffy would never forgive you, Mario. I can't believe you're asking me.
Okay. Did you hear that? No, there's no way I could do it.
You know, I could throw in a hitman to deal with that annoying whiny thing I just heard on the phone.
Well, unfortunately, I married that annoying whiny thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I would pay you a lot of money for that dinosaur.
A lot of money? Like, how much money?
Like so much money, man. Like, oh, man. Like, so much money that, like, you wouldn't believe me if I told you, so I'm just not even going to tell you.
That does sound like a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
I'm still not sure if I could do it.
Hey, Booger, you must have a gun in your bathroom.
Booger,
let's go pee on the carpet.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, just meet me under any street light. I'll be there.
Okay. Baby, I got to go check the mail.
Mario, it's dark outside.
Yeah, but I just heard the mail truck. It's Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, you a necklace. A shiny necklace.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll be right back.
All right, Booger. Pee on the carpet so my daddy can rub my nose in it.
Hey, Jeffy, I have to take Booger outside for a walk.
Ooh, Daddy,
apparently he was just about to pee on the carpet in his favorite pee on the carpet spot.
Well, he's not going to pee on the carpet this time, because I'm going to take him outside to use the bathroom in the grass.
Well, if he doesn't pee on the carpet, then who's going to pee on the carpet?
No one. No one needs to be peeing on the carpet. I just really need to take Booger outside for a walk.
Well, if he doesn't pee on the carpet, can I pee on the carpet?
Sure, whatever. I just have to take him for a walk. Come on, Booger.
All right, I'm about to stick my thing deep in this carpet. I'm about to get carpet burn.
All right, Booger, I'm really sorry I have to do this, but I really need the money.
Hey.
Oh, hey, are you the guy with the money?
Yeah. Do you have the dinosaur? Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, that's the dinosaur. So where's the bunch of money?
Yeah, I have the money. It's right here. But I'm going to need you to do something for me first.
What?
Going to need you to put on this blindfold.
What, put on a blindfold? Why?
Well, because if the cops come asking you about the dinosaur, you can just say you didn't see anything, and you wouldn't be lying because you had a blindfold on.
Well, it's kind of suspicious that you want me to put on a blindfold. Like, what if you just take the dinosaur and never give me money?
No, come on, bro. I wouldn't do that. No, I'll give you the money. Yeah, I promise.
You swear?
Oh, I swear. I dolphin swear. Yeah, dolphins never lie.
Okay, so if I put on that blindfold, you're going to give me money, right?
Oh, yeah. So much money. It's a lot of money.
More than $100?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely more than $100.
Okay, I'll put it on.
There you go.
Okay, I have the blindfold on. Now, where's the money?
Good. So, here's the money.
Whoa, that feels like a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. So, what you're going to do is you're going to count to five, and then you can take off the blindfold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go.
One, two, three, four, five.
Monopoly money! Hey! Hey, where'd he go? Oh, my God. Oh, I just got scammed. Oh, when I do this stupid. Oh, no. Oh, baby, it's so awful,
Mario, what's wrong?
I was walking Booger outside.
Aww.
And this guy put a blindfold around my eyes, and then he stole Booger and handed me a bunch of Monopoly money.
What? Yeah. Mario, I thought you were checking the mail.
What? I was checking the mail. He stole your necklace, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then he handed me all this Monopoly money, and at first I thought it was real, and I was like, I don't mind being robbed, but then I realized it was Monopoly money. What am I going to do?
Mario, Jeffy's going to be heartbroken.
We can't tell Jeffy. We can't tell the cops or anyone. So what do? We just have to get another dinosaur.
Mario, we can't get another dinosaur. They're extinct.
Well, we can just call the one guy that created dinosaurs. God. Oh, God. You there? God.
I'm brushing my teeth. What do you want?
Well, you still have to brush your teeth in heaven?
Yeah, you gotta have pearly whites to get through the pearly gates.
I need to start brushing my teeth more.
Yeah, you do. So what's up? I don't have a lot of time.
Well, God, my dinosaur got stolen.
It didn't get stolen. I saw what happened. I see everything.
Shh, not in front of my wife. Look. I just need you to get me another dinosaur.
Didn't you see what happened last time I made dinosaurs? They got taken away. I mean, I wiped them out. I chose to wipe them out.
Look, I just need one more dinosaur. Please.
No, I'm not allowed to make I don't want to make a dinosaur.
Just one dinosaur, please. My son's gonna go crazy if he thought I stole his dinosaur.
Look, man, my dad won't let me make more dinosaurs.
Your dad.
Son, did you finish brushing your teeth?
No, I was going to, but then I got distracted.
Because you know if you get another cavity, I'm gonna take your universe from you.
No, not my universe. It's my universe. You can't take it away.
Did you finish your homework?
No.
Wait, what homework do you have?
I gotta work on a stupid planet project.
And this genius right here decided to release a virus. Now look what he's gotta deal with.
Hey, I'm working on it, okay? It's a really hard problem to solve.
Okay, well then no more Fortnite until you finish this virus problem.
You can't take away my Fortnite, Dad. I hate you.
If you keep acting like that, I'm gonna treat you like I did Lucifer.
You say that, but you never do it.
All right, get your stuff together. We're going home because your mother's making communion toast crunch.
I hate her cooking.
Well, before you go, can you make me one dinosaur? Just one dinosaur.
He's grounded from making dinosaurs. Now let's go.
Sorry, guys. My dad's a jerk.
Oh, man. Well, God couldn't help. What are we going to do now?
I know, Mario. We could call a pet detective.
A what?
A pet detective. He specializes finding lost animals.
Well, call him.
Okay.
Hey there. Did somebody call pet detective?
Yeah, we did.
Alrighty then. So what's up?
So my pet dinosaur got stolen by a porpoise or a dolphin.
Oh, I'm not looking for a porpoise. You see, the common harbor porpoise has an abrupt snout, pointed teeth, and a triangular thoracic fin, while the bottlenose dolphin, or Tursiops truncatus, has an elongated beak, round cone-shaped teeth, and a distinctive serrated dorsal appendage. But I'm sure you already knew that. That's what turns me on about you. Your attention to detail.
Can you stop making Ace Ventura references and help me find my dinosaur?
Nonsense, poopy pants!
Oh, look, my dinosaur got stolen. And my son's gonna freak out if he finds out I got stolen, so can you help me find him?
Alright, let's go to my car.
Okay. Where are we going?
First off, hungry fella,
What? No, that's cat food.
Alrighty then! Now, where was the scene of the crime?
It was underneath that streetlight.
Alright, let's drive there.
I mean, we could walk there.
Here! Let's get out of the car. So this is where it happened, huh?
Yeah, right here. I was walking my pet dinosaur, and then a dolphin came up and stole him.
Wait just a hot second. A clue.
Oh, wow, you found a pebble. Excuse me while I call CNN.
Oh, it's not a pebble. It's a rare triangular-cut orange amber.
What's it from?
It's from a 1984 Miami Dolphin AFC Championship ring. If I find the ring with the missing stone, I find Snowflake.
Stop making asexual references!
I just can't do it, Captain! I don't have the power!
Stop it!
Lehu Zihir.
Come on, we gotta go find him!
Let's do it.
Mario, did you find Booger?
No, he's too busy making Ace Ventura references.
I'm doing that because that movie is the shit.
Hey, you can't say the S word, you're gonna get us demonetized.
Shish kebab, Shawshank Redemption, Chicago! You're out of there! Go on, go.
Then stop making those references! You're not Jim Carrey! You'll never be Jim Carrey, okay? The movie is so old, there's no way our fans have seen it, and they're gonna be so confused with this video!
I just thought if I was cool like Jim Carrey, maybe it would help me solve the case.
Stupid fly. There, look. Homicide. How are you going to solve that one?
Good one, Iguano. First, I'd have to establish a motive. In this case, the killer saw the size of the bug's dick and became insanely jealous. Then I'd lose 30 pounds, park in his life.
Aw.
Hey!
Kiss and make up.
What's that scream?
Let's go check it out.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Yeah, what's wrong, Jeffy?
I heard Booger get stolen out that window, and I'm just now crying about it.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeffy. He did get stolen. I didn't want to tell you about it because I didn't want you to cry.
Wait a minute, Jeffy. Are you sure you heard Booger get stolen out of that window?
Yeah.
You're positive that you heard Booger get stolen out of that window?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
Well, what's your point, Brooklyn guy?
Only this. That is double-pane, soundproof glass. There was no way Jeffy could have heard Booger get stolen out of that window. Booger wasn't stolen. He was sold. Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Ha, ha, ha! Can you feel that? I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear. Loser?
Wait, get out of here!
Loser!
No,
Mario, what was he talking about that you sold Booger?
I did not sell Booger.
But earlier you were asking me if you could sell him so the story fits.
Like a glove.
Okay, fine, look, I sold Booger because I thought I was going to make a lot of money, but then I got scammed.
And the truth shall set you free.
That's liar, liar.
Which is what you are, Mario, for selling Booger.
Wait. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn's a man!
Can you please stop with the inventory references?
You're just mad because she found Captain Winky!
Well, stop it! There's someone at the door.
There's someone on the wing. Something!
Okay, I'm answering the door. Hello? Well, Booger! You must have escaped and ate that dolphin! Oh, thank God you're back! Come inside! Look who was at the door! It was Booger!
What?
He must have escaped!
Excuse me?
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna? Bumblebee tuna. All right, I guess my work here is done. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
Mario, promise you'll never sell Booger ever again.
I promise I'll never sell Booger ever again because I don't want him showing back up.
All right, Jeffy, here's your security uniform. Time for your next night at Freddy's.
I'm not going back there. It's scary.
But you don't get paid unless you work all 5 nights at Freddy's. That's why it's called 5 nights at Freddy's, not 1 night at Freddy's. That would be a lame game.
I don't care about the money. I'm not going back there.
Jeffy, you can't quit a job unless you put a 2 weeks notice in.
Yeah, it would look bad on your resume.
I don't care about my resume. It's scary.
Jeffy, it can't be that scary.
It is that scary, Danny. The animatronics try to kill you.
No. You don't have to worry about that. I went over there this morning and put in a whole bunch of new security stuff to protect us. And besides, you already broke all the animatronics.
Exactly why I'm not going back there.
Jeffy, what if I go work at Five Nights at Freddy's too?
Oh, I get it.
Danny, it's not gonna matter because you're gonna try to kill you too!
Jeffy, if I'm working there, nothing bad will happen because I'm gonna protect you because I'm your dad, okay? So let's all go work there. Come on.
All right, Marvin, welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. I already gave Jeffy the tour last time, so I'm not going to do that again. I just wanted to show you the animatronics Jeffy beat up. He kicked all their asses.
Sure did, Dan, because they were trying to kill us.
No, stop spitting on Freddy. You already spit on him too much.
Wait, so these are the things that tried to kill y'all?
Yeah, but Jeffy beat him up, and I'm pretty sure he broke them, so they shouldn't be moving around anymore. I really hope they don't move around anymore. Although, Freddy looks pretty pissed off. I don't remember his teeth looking like that last time. Anyway, I'm gonna show you the upgrades I made to the security room. Okay, so I made some improvements to the security room, and I moved some stuff around. Like, you may have noticed the cameras are set to automatically rotate, so you don't have to keep pressing the button. And I brought my laptop charger so the cameras don't die like last time, because that was a big problem. Oh, and I also brought some flashlights in case the lights go out. Now, you may have noticed the door is missing. I don't know what happened to that. That was just gone when I got here. So, if they try to kill us, I got this Freddy mask, so we can just put this on, and hopefully they think we're one of them, and they don't try to eat us.
They're gonna try to eat us?
Maybe.
What does this thing do?
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up. That's the music box. See, this 3-year-old girl died here, and I guess she's in a puppet now, and she likes music, because if you don't wind that music box every few minutes, she pops out and tries to kill you.
Wait, she's gonna try to kill you?
Yeah.
Well, who's that thing?
Oh, yeah, that's Balloon Boy. He's a total asshole.
How is he an asshole?
Well, he just likes to turn the lights out like he pays the power bill here. No, don't you do it, you fuck! God damn it, Balloon Boy, turn the lights back on! Wait a minute, we haven't wound the music box in a while, let me check. Oh, shit, wind it! Okay, it's working. Oh, gosh, she's gone. Oh, God, this is so stressful.
But this is stressful. I mean, I thought all we had to do was look at the cameras, but you're telling me that people are trying to kill us?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's not that hard. You know, you just watch. There was a camera in the bathroom, but I took that out because I might want to rub one out if I get nervous.
That's disgusting!
It helps me relax, okay? Oh, shit. Oh, God, Bonnie's gone.
What is there?
Oh, no. Okay, we got to keep an eye on him.
Okay, so...
He's not in the kitchen.
Okay, there's no one else.
Okay, not in the bathroom. That's good.
That's good.
Oh,
they're all
God
gone.
Damn it, now they're all gone.
There's Freddy!
Okay, not in the hallway. That's good. Oh, great. Chica's looking at a cupcake, and Bonnie's back in the bathroom. Shit! The cameras are down. Okay, hold on. Let me turn the lights back on. Ugh. Okay, Balloon Boy, no more turning off the lights.
Hi.
What is your deal, man? I want the lights on!
Hello.
Listen here, you balloon fuck. I'm gonna turn the lights back on, and I swear to you, if you touch that light switch again, I will choke you out, my guy! Okay. Oh, do it. Please do it. Make my day. Oh, you motherfucker! I'm gonna kill you! I just turned Balloon Boy into Balloon Bitch.
You want me to spit on him?
No, unless you can do it from here. Huh, impressive.
Well, turn the lights back on!
I can't. Balloon Boy broke the light switch.
Then what are we gonna do?
All I have left is this shitty little flashlight. There's nobody there right now.
Well, the cameras are still broken!
Yeah, hold on. I'll put it on manual so I can check them myself. Give me a second. Let me see here. Okay, there's the stage. It's still gone. Let me see. Well, that's Freddy. He's just hanging out in the dining room. And there's Chica. She's in the hall. Gotta keep an eye on that. Okay, Bonnie's back in the bathroom. He must have IBS. Poor guy. Oh, Chica's getting closer. And she's tweaking out. What's that?
Oh, God, she took out the camera! Check the hallway! She's right there! Somebody throw something!
I'm gonna throw this!
Don't throw the music box! We need that! Oh, great. Now the music box is in the hallway. Somebody has to go get it. Not it!
What?
Looks like you have to go get the music box, Marvin.
I'm not gonna go out in that hallway.
Well, just put on the Freddy mask. They'll leave you alone.
If I put on this mask, they'll leave me alone?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So if I go out like this, they won't kill me, right?
Yeah, if they see you, they're gonna think you're one of them.
Well, can I borrow your flashlight?
No, I don't want to be in here in the dark.
I don't want to go in that hallway in the dark.
Well, I'm trying to save the battery.
Oh, wow. So which way did the stupid music box go?
I don't know. I think it rolled somewhere down the hall.
Rolled down the hall? It's a cube.
Well, just go get it.
Okay. Guys? I don't see the music box anywhere. Guys, the chicken man has it.
That's a girl chicken.
It's a girl chicken? Oh, you keep scaring me. Can I have this back? Thank you. He gave it back!
It's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl? What happened?
Chica knocked you out.
Why?
Well, you kept calling her a dude, and I guess that pissed her off. But hey, at least she didn't eat you, because of the mask, and we got our music box back. Actually, we haven't wound the music box in a while. I should probably check. Oh, shit! Wind it! Good, she liked that.
Well, turn the cameras back on!
I can't, Chica knocked them out!
Then how are we gonna see?
We're just gonna sit here for the rest of the night and shine this flashlight at the door.
Who's that?
Oh, that's just Foxy. He's cool. Yeah, I give him a ride home after work. Sometimes we smoke a J in my car.
He's skateboarding!
Yeah, he wants to be like Tony Hawk. He's gonna be in the X Games someday. Go, Foxy, go! Follow your dreams! Foxy doesn't play by anybody's rules. Marvin, I do have a favor to ask you, and you're not gonna like it.
What is it?
I need you to go to the kitchen and get me a Capri Sun.
What, a Capri Sun?
Wild cherry, please.
No!
Can you get me a Capri Sun, too?
Thanks, Marvin.
I'm not gonna go get you guys Capri Suns. I don't wanna get eaten.
Oh, come on. We already know the mask fits you, and you already got punched in the face. What's the worst that can happen now?
Fine. Get your stupid Capri Sun. Okay, you both want wild cherry?
No, I want Pacific Cooler.
I want wild cherry.
Okay.
Okay, where is the kitchen? Oh, hey, Freddy! I'm gonna go this way. I'm not bothering you. I have to go faster. Oh, but I really have to use the bathroom. Oh! Never mind. I'm just gonna close this. Okay, where is the kitchen? Oh, here it is, here it is, here it is. Hey, Chica, sorry for calling you a man. I know you're a woman now. I'm just gonna get something out of the refrigerator. Okay, Pacific Cooler. And Wild Cherry. Okay, they only have Pacific Cooler. Let me get these two. Oh, drop one. Oh, hey, Bunny Man. Oh, hey, Chica. I'm just gonna take these Capri Suns and get out of here. See you later. No. Use your stupid Capri Sun.
Wait, where's my wild cherry?
They only have Pacific Cooler. There was no wild cherry.
That's bullcrap. I know I saw a wild cherry in there. Go back.
I'm not going back out there. The animatronics are in the hallway. Freddy's right there.
Well, if that's true, then me and Jeffy need to hide under the table.
Why?
Well, you're the only one with a mask. They're not going to eat you. They think you're one of them. Me and Jeffy need to hide. So you use the flashlight. We're going to be under the table.
What? Use the flashlight.
Okay, I'm using the flashlight. I don't see anyone.
Marvin, stop wasting the batteries. That's the only flashlight we have.
Okay, I won't use it. It's really scary in the dark. I can't see anything. Oh, no. Oh, Freddy's there! I see Freddy!
Well, don't shine a light at me, asshole.
What? It's just... Oh, no! The purple bunny's there, too! What do I do?
Turn the flashlight off. You're wasting batteries.
Turn it off! But now I can't see anything. I don't know where everyone's at.
Marvin, just calm down. You have the mask on. They think you're one of them.
But they're moving. Oh, they're right there. They're walking toward me. What do I do?
Just be cool, bro.
What's poppin', slime?
What's poppin', slime? Marvin, what the fuck was that?
I'm just trying to be hip and cool. They're right there, Marvin. They're grabbing me. Help me. They got me.
Well, they got Marvin, but hey, at least it's not us, right?
We gotta go save my daddy!
I mean, hey, it's almost 6 a.m. Let's just sit here and suck on our Capri Suns. Wait a minute. We haven't been winding the music box. I gotta check. Oh, she's right! Oh, no! Somebody help us! Somebody help! Oh, Foxy! You saved us! Hey, do you think you can help us save Marvin, too? Okay, go get your skateboard, Foxy. Yeah, that's right. You can be Tony Hawk. This is you winning the X Games. Go get him, Foxy!
Help! Help! They're trying to pull my head off!
Foxy's got Marvin. Come on, Jeffrey. Let's go out this exit door.
Someone please take me.
Come on, Danny.
Thanks for all the help, Foxy. You're a real one. You need a ride home? Fuck, he is so cool. I want to be just like him someday.
I wonder where everyone went. Oh my god, Marvin, what happened to you?
I went to work with Jeffy.
I told you it was gonna be scary, Danny.
What's going on?
Oh, he just has a little bit of PTSD. He'll be fine. Hey, look, maybe if you come with us for the third night, you can see for yourself.
We're not gonna go back for a third night.
Oh, I think we're gonna be going back for a third night. You see that? See those numbers? See how crazy that is? Yeah, you can't beat that. So if you want to see another video of Five Nights at Freddy's, go ahead and hit the like button, the subscribe button, leave a comment saying how you want to see another night, maybe even make a new account talking about how you want another Five Nights at Freddy's video. Because we still have plenty of characters we haven't gotten to. You know, like Spring Roll or Mousetrap or whatever that yellow fucker's name is.
It's here! It's finally here! Oh my god, this will be the best day ever! Where is it?
Oh my god,
You beautiful thing, you. So beautiful. So shiny. I can see my reflection in it. It's perfect. Oh, my God.
What are you having a wet dream about, Chef Pee Pee?
This right here. Isn't it beautiful, Junior?
It's a spoon.
It's not an ordinary spoon, you idiot. This is a solid gold 24-karat spoon made by Gordon Ramsay himself.
Gordon Ramsay?
Yes. He had a raffle giving away only 10 of them. And guess what I won? This golden spoon by making 1,000 email addresses and sending them over and over and over and over again. And then I finally got it. I finally got it. This here, right here, Junior.
A spoon?
Ew, it's not an ordinary spoon. This thing's solid. It's hard. Look at this. Oh, yeah, I definitely broke the stove. Your dad's going to be hot at me. He's so pissed. Oh, but I'm so happy.
Over a spoon?
It's not an ordinary spoon, Junior. Don't ruin my day, please. Look, I'm going to go call my friends and tell them about my wonderful-ass spoon. Wait, hold on. Where's my phone? Jesus Christ, where is it?
It's just a stupid spoon. You know what? It must be an amazing secret spoon that can fly. Yeah, let's go see this. Hey, Cody, what are you doing?
I'm watching Joseph try to climb this tree.
I'm climbing the shit out of this tree, dude.
Yeah, I told him it's not getting up there that's the hard part. It's getting down.
Hey, don't count me out. I know how to climb a damn tree.
He's gonna be stuck up there like a cat.
Whatever.
Well, look what I got.
Oh, is that a gold spoon?
Oh, yeah. Sweet, dude.
Yeah, Chef Pee Pee loves it. He like really likes it, so I was thinking maybe we could play catch with it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, throw that bitch up here.
Yeah, Cody, here, try to throw and hit Joseph with it.
Okay. Go long. Crow took the spoon, Junior.
Well, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, it's not ours.
Yeah, let's go back to playing.
Yep.
Whoa, Joseph, you climbed really high!
Yeah, he did.
Junior!
Oh, no, Chef, he's coming. If he asks about the spoon, we don't know what he's talking about. We know about forks, but not spoons, okay?
Yeah.
Junior, where the hell is it? Where is it? I know you got it, motherfucker!
Be careful, Chef Pee Pee. There's witnesses around.
Oh, they're gonna witness me put you in a damn body bag if you don't give me my damn spoon, Junior!
What spoon? What spoon? Cody, you know about spoon?
The golden spoon?
You know about the golden... He knows about the golden spoon. That means it's out here. Where the hell is my spoon, Junior?
Okay, don't get mad, Chef Pee
Pee. I'm already fucking mad!
Breathe.
I'm not... No, it's no time to damn breathe. Give me my damn spoon!
Okay, Cody, tell me what happened.
Well, we were playing catch with it, and then a crow came and took it.
Catch it? What? A crow? Nigga, is this the Wizard of a fucking Oz?
Wait, there was no crow in the Wizard of Oz.
No, I don't think so.
Well, there's lions and tigers and bears in that.
Well, there was a lion, but no tiger or bear.
Get my damn spoon back, Junior! Where is my spoon?
Wait, did you not listen? A crow took it. Don't use your listening ears.
Why did the crow have my fucking spoon? It shouldn't have my spoon. Get my spoon back, please. It's solid gold.
Well, actually, crows do like shiny objects because they like to put them in their nest.
See, Chef, you learn something new every day.
Well, I don't care about no fucking fun facts. Get my damn spoon back.
Okay, listen, I got an idea. What if we get a scarecrow and then when the crow comes up to the scarecrow, we grab him?
Well, scarecrows scare crows away, which is the opposite of what we're trying to do.
So let's build a cum crow.
A cum crow? I mean, I could help make it, but you don't want to see me.
No, like a come here crow man.
Look, I don't care if you have to jack off the damn crow. You're gonna get my fucking spoon back. I mean it. Or I'm gonna cut off your damn face and wear it like Ed Gein.
Like who?
Like Ed Gein from the Monster Series, nigga. I'm gonna do it. That's a fucking threat. Just know that, nigga. Know it. It's a threat. I will do it, Junior. Know that. I got the scissors ready, motherfucker. Don't try me. Know that, Junior. I'm not lying. Know that.
Thank God he's gone.
Know that!
Do you know it, Junior?
I honestly don't know what he's talking about, so no, I don't know it.
I don't really know.
Something about cutting my face off. But
I
listen,
got that part.
If we make a come here crow man with a sign that says come crow, come, then the crow will show up and we can grab him.
Okay, well, first of all, it shouldn't say that, and also crows can't read.
Okay, we'll make a come crow man, come here crow man, and it'll have a sign full of like shiny objects, and then when it swoops down to grab the shiny objects, we'll try to grab the crow and be like, give us our shiny spoon and you can have all this stuff.
Sure, yeah, let's just start there.
All right, Joseph, are you gonna come down? Okay, let's go make a scarecrow man. Oh, man, guys, our come here crow man looks so good. And when the crows read this sign, they come running to the yard.
Well, crows can't read, but other than that, it looks really good.
So let's add all our shiny stuff, so when the crows eat the shiny stuff, it swoops down to grab it, and we say, take us to the golden spoon.
Yeah, then we torture his ass, pluck his eyeballs out, then use his beak as a fork on Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'm gonna just put this chain on my belt.
Oh, yeah, it's gold, just like the golden spoon. He's gonna love that.
Oh, that's sick.
And hey, he's gonna hold the scepter firmly, grasp it.
Well, he's a scarecrow. He can't hold things. Mm. But I did find this really cool hat like Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, it looks real good.
Happy birthday!
Wait, it talks?
I think he's alive.
Wait,
what the heck?
Wait.
Where's he going?
What? He's running. Oh, he's fast.
He's really fast.
Yeah, where's he going?
I don't know.
Oh, your time is 40? We could be like the blind side and make him play in the NFL.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, where'd he go, guys?
I don't know.
Huh.
Now what?
Well, I'm out of ideas to catch the crow now that our come here crow man left.
Yeah.
So let's go inside and hide from Chef Pee-Pee.
Okay.
Honey, is the meatloaf ready?
I'm right here, Hank. You don't have to yell. The dinner's almost ready, but you forgot to take out the trash.
Well, then take yourself outside.
Hank, you're such an asshole.
I am what I eat.
You know what? I'm going outside to my garden.
Yeah, you do that. Maybe grow an onion or some shit.
All right, I know you're thirsty, little flowers. Here you go, sunflowers. And here you go, other sunflowers. What's that noise? What's that noise?
Junior, shouldn't we be hiding from Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, no, he said I have until tonight to find his golden spoon. It's not tonight yet. I mean, it's dark, but I'm assuming he means like a few hours into the night to get it back, so we can watch TV.
Can we watch Dancing with the Stars? Robert Irwin's on it this season, and that's a man. Gay.
Good one, Joseph. Gay!
Ooh, got his ass. Guys, it's like the least gay thing I've ever said.
Eh, I don't know about that.
I mean, you could turn it on, I guess.
Okay. Oh, shit, it's Dancing with the News!
Breaking news, MK! I'm dancing! But while I dance, let me tell you about a scarecrow that murdered someone and is on the loose! So if you've seen this scarecrow, call the police immediately.
Guys, did the news just say a scarecrow killed somebody?
Guys, we made a scarecrow that came to life, and now it probably killed someone.
Damn, man.
My thoughts exactly, Joseph. Damn, man.
Well, guys, that can't be our scarecrow, because we didn't make a scarecrow. We made a crow come here, man.
Junior, nobody knows what the fuck that is. We just made a scarecrow with a sign that said that, and then the sign fell off.
Okay, but listen, I don't understand how the scarecrow came to life anyway.
Well, there must have been some magic left in that old hat I found.
That's probably why they put scarecrows on wooden crosses, so they don't run off in case they come to life.
I don't think that's why they do that.
Yeah, and it's not like we put a gun in his hand, dude.
What?
It's not like we put a gun in his hand and told him to kill people.
Well, he didn't shoot anybody. No one said he had a gun. Why are you saying a gun?
I mean, isn't that a way of murder?
I mean, to be fair, the news didn't say how the person was killed.
But we know the scarecrow doesn't have a fucking gun.
Yeah, I don't think they sold guns to scarecrows.
They don't. We're getting off topic, guys. I think we should call the cop and tell them that we made the crow come here, man.
But what good is that gonna do?
So that they know that it's not a person in a costume, that it's an actual crow come here, man, that we brought to life.
But Junior, if you tell that to a cop, he's gonna think you're drunk.
Okay, well, we have to let them know that. Ooh, also, we could let the cop know that a crow took our spoon, and we can file a missing spoon report.
Mm. You know what? Fine, yeah, let's call the cops.
Okay, let me call them.
Hey there, someone to call the cops?
Yes, officer. You know the scarecrow in the news that's killing people?
Yeah, it's just terrible. We found that woman horribly mutilated.
She was mute? She couldn't talk?
No, not mute. Mutilated, like ripped apart.
Why didn't you say that?
I'm sorry, officer. My friend's kind of dumb.
So anyway, officer, this is what's going on. We know the scarecrow that's killing people.
Wait, you know who it is? Oh, okay, good. Who is it?
Well, it's not a person. It's a thing.
Wait, so just like a noun?
Wait, so okay, let me explain this. We created the scarecrow.
Okay, so the scarecrow was one of you.
What? No. It's not a person. See, it was back to the, it's a thing. So it's a crow come here, man.
What?
Okay, let me start off from the beginning.
Please.
So my personal chef, Chef Pee-Pee, he got a golden spoon from Gordon Ramsay, and I took it, and I wanted to play catch with it. So Joseph was climbing a tree, and I gave the spoon to Cody to throw at Joseph in the tree, and Cody overthrew the tree, and it got caught by a crow.
I'm sorry, is this a dream you had?
This happened! Cody, tell me what happened!
I mean, I know he sounds stupid, because he is, but this really did happen.
Yeah, and then a crow caught the spoon, because it was gold and shiny, and crows like shiny things, and the crow flew off with it, and we're like, darn it, we need to get that crow, because Chef Pee-Pee's threatening to cut my face off and wear it if we don't get the spoon back
by
tonight.
That right there is the first thing you've said I can do something about.
Well, no, I don't know. We don't have to do anything about it. As long as we get the spoon back, he's not going to cut my face off. But listen, I want to file a missing spoon report.
A missing spoon report?
Yeah, the crow took the spoon.
Okay, last time somebody wanted me to find a spoon, it was a homeless guy who lost his heroin spoon.
Well, this wasn't a heroin spoon. This is a golden spoon. It's Chef Pee's spoon. And a crow took it. I know exactly what the crow looked like. It was black. Sorry, Joseph. It's just what it was.
I guess so.
It wasn't a parrot. It was a blackbird.
Okay.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to go looking for a bird.
Okay, well, listen. Well, we know that the scarecrow was created by us. It was a crow come here, man, and it's alive because Cody put a frosty hat on him.
Well, no, that's impossible because we destroyed all the frosty hats because we got tired of stuff coming to life.
Well, you must have forgotten to destroy one more because it's on the crow come here, man.
I mean, in the security camera footage we got from people's houses, the scarecrow is wearing a hat, but that's impossible. We destroyed them all.
Well, listen. The crow come here, man, is alive, and that was him on the news that was killing people. So, can you go find the spoon and the crow come here, man?
Okay. Hey, you kids have a crazy imagination, and you guys sound like you're having a lot of fun, but I have a real murder to solve, so bye.
Okay.
But, Junior, he just said he's not going to help.
No, he said he's going to solve the murder. We just told him how to solve it.
He means he's going to go back to what he was doing and ignore you.
He can't ignore us. We gave him good information.
You sounded crazy.
How did I sound crazy?
A crow come here, man, in a missing spoon report?
He wasn't lying, though.
But everything we said was the truth. You were there.
Look, there's no way to make it not sound crazy. It's a crazy situation.
Oh, yeah! Where's my
phone? Hold on! Shut up! He's coming! He's behind the closet!
Oh, dude.
All right, good. We're safe and sound in this closet. Chef Pee-Pee will never find us in here.
Junior, I don't know why we're hiding, too. He only said he cut your face off.
Well, I can't hide alone.
Julia, I know you're right in this room.
He's never
going to hide forever.
Shh, he's not going to find us in the closet.
What are you asking, huh? Ooh, what's that? I smell a pussy-ass bitch.
I think he's talking about you, Junior.
Ha! Gotcha, bitch!
Oh, give me a...
All right, Junior. I gave you all night to find my damn spoon. Now, where is it, huh?
I told you that the crow has it, and you didn't give me time to find it. I was looking for it.
You were sitting there on a damn couch watching TV. Don't play with me. Thought I was going to peel your damn face off. I'm about to get the peeling now.
No, Junior, we get your spoon back. We just have to get the crow come here man to show up.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
The crow come here man. If he just comes here, then he can help find the crow and get your spoon back.
I don't see a damn scarecrow. What are you talking about, Junior?
Wait. We got to sing the song because he's like Frosty. Scary, the crow man needs to come here right now with a body full of hay and a hollowed nose and a frosty hat on his head.
I don't see him, Junior. Where the hell is the scarecrow?
Wait, there he is. He's doing the gritty. The crow come here, man. You came back. Did you find that crow? He found the crow. That's the crow that stole your spoon.
Yeah, but where my damn spoon at, huh? Where's the spoon, bitch? Oh, it's on your ass.
My spoon!
Well, thank you, Crowman.
What is this? Go, Chef. No,
Chef. Bad, Crowman. Help.
Damn, that was a
good one. Officer, you came back!
Yeah, I just came here to arrest you for wasting police resources, and I saw the scarecrow guy you were talking about. You're right, this is actually a frosty hat.
Yeah, I told you we weren't lying, and look, there's the golden spoon. The whole story was true.
What a wacky set of circumstances.
You saved our lives!
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to destroy this hat so nothing else can come to life after I put it on my blow-up doll.
Got my spoon, nigga!
Well, you have fun with your spoon.
Marvin, when's the pizza getting here?
I just ordered it. It should be here any minute.
Hey, Danny, want you hear a joke?
No.
Sure, Jeffy.
What does a gay horse eat?
What?
Hey. What was the final score to the Ethiopian basketball game?
What?
8-0.
I don't get it.
That must be the pizza. I'll go get it. Hello?
Hey there. I got you mushroom pizza. We were all out of mushrooms at the store, but I had a Ziploc bag full of them in my car. So I put those on there. It'll make your night better.
How much do I owe you?
$60.
$60 for one pizza?
Yeah, I mean, it's $10 for the pizza and then another $50 for the shrooms, because they're not cheap.
I don't want the shrooms. Take them off.
Oh, okay, how about this? How about I come in and I eat it with you and then you don't owe me anything?
Won't you lose your pizza job?
Look, I don't even like being a pizza man, okay? Come on, let's hang out, bro.
Pizza's here.
Ooh, it smells yummy.
Oh, look at all those mushrooms. You guys are going to be tripping. And balls. Anyway, you guys watching the game?
I didn't know there was a game on tonight.
Yeah, man. Monday Night Football. Cowboys versus Chargers.
Well, then turn it on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be at that game. I wanted to get my helmet signed by CeeDee Lamb. That's actually a person's name, not just an outdated video format, my favorite animal. And Brandon Cooks, which is actually not a cooking show hosted by a guy named Brandon.
I didn't know you were a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Well, I'm not, but my grandma is. Yeah, I wanted to get it signed for her. I actually had 4 tickets on my phone to go see the game, but no one wanted to go with me. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. You guys want to come to Texas and see the game with me?
It's about to start. There's no way we're going to make it.
Oh, look, it's only a 10-hour drive, and we can make it as long as the game goes into 15 overtimes or a player dies temporarily on the field.
Come on, Marvin, let's go. Texas would be fun.
Well, you'd have to speed the whole way.
Listen, I drive like an asshole. I can do it. And I'm a cop, so no one's going to pull me over.
Okay, guys, let's go.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to go on an empty stomach, so let's eat this pizza first. Everybody grab a slice.
I'm so scared right now. I'm seeing things.
No, don't be scared, bro. That's just the shrooms, my man. Come on this journey with me.
Marvin, I want to put a baby in the microwave.
Okay, do it. Do it. I think that'll help. Wait a minute. If I keep looking to the side, I think I could look inside my head and see my brain.
Whoa, what's in there? Whoa.
Daddy, can you see this fucking monkey?
Whoa, I see it.
I'm gonna pet it.
Ah! Oh, bro, let me see your hand. I'm a doctor. Oh, dude, your hand's fucking gone, man. It's gone. There's no hand there.
It's gone. It's gone.
Gone, bro.
Oh, wait. What is that? What is that noise?
Whoa.
Wait, are you wearing a wire?
Are you?
No, let me see under your shirt. I don't believe you.
Is there a wire, Danny?
It's inside your skin. You need to cut it open.
Give me a knife. Give me a knife. I'll cut myself open.
Wait. Aren't we supposed to go somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go to Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Shotgun!
I want to sit up front.
Okay, everybody sobered up?
Yeah, I'm never eating mushroom pizza ever again.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody. Okay, so I put Dallas into my car's GPS, and it says it's 692 miles away, and we'll be there at 11:53 in the morning. Now, we have to get there in an hour, so I'm gonna drive like crazy, okay? So everybody buckle up.
All right, let's go.
You know, guys, we've been driving for a while. You want to play I Spy or something?
It's dark outside.
Yeah, you're right. That was a kind of dumb idea. I spy something yellow.
The lines in the road?
Yeah. Oh no, guys, my Hyundai Sonata says it's almost out of gas.
What? Is there any gas stations nearby?
No, nowhere.
Well, where are we?
I don't know, we're in the middle of Texas.
What can we do?
I don't know, hold on, let me pull over in this dirt road over here. Ooh, maybe someone in that scary house can give us gas.
What if there's a serial killer in there?
This isn't a scary movie, Marvin. Serial killers don't really exist.
Guys, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Well, everyone, please stop being chicken shits. We need gas, and there are no gas stations within 100 miles. This is our last chance to get gas so we can make it to that game. Wait, somebody check the score.
It's 7-7 in the second quarter.
Oh, shit. We really gotta hurry up if we want to get there before overtime.
How do you know it's gonna go to overtime?
It will.
I want to stay in the car.
Okay, Princess Crybaby, you can stay in the car. Marvin, Jeffy, us men can go knock on the door.
Oh, Marvin, I hate to do this. I'm going to be respectful in case they're sleeping, so I'm not going to ring the doorbell. I'm just going to knock quietly.
Hey! Hey, we're trying to make it to the Cowboys game! Open up! Open up! I know you're in there!
Oh, Marvin, I think we woke him up. Look at that bedhead. Oh, and look at the chainsaw. He must have thought we were intruders. Hey there, scary man. I'm really sorry I woke you up, but, you see that Hyundai Sonata over there? Yeah, the one in stormy sea blue? Yeah, it's mine. Paid off and everything. Yeah, it's got a backup camera, it's got heated seats, the works. It's really nice. Now, I'm not looking to sell, but if you make me an offer I can't refuse, you could take it off my hands. Marvin, I don't think he wants to buy my car.
No, ask for gas!
Oh, the gas, right. So we were driving through Texas trying to make it to the Cowboys game, and judging by that American flag next to your door, I'm assuming you're familiar with America's team, but our car ran out of gas, so if you can give us just, like, a gallon or two, we could make it to the next creepy fucking house. Oh, Marvin, I think he wants us to follow him.
Okay.
Hey, man, do you have something I can drink? I'm pretty thirsty. He does not brush his teeth. Man, I really hope he's not one of those people that gives you tap water and then he's got a fridge full of soda. Those people are assholes. Oh, what's that? That Hawaiian punch? Marvin, that's a cup of blood.
Blood?
Yep, I'm just gonna put that right down. Oh, look at that. That's a human hand. Oh, Marvin, we interrupted his dinner. How rude of us. Yeah, I think we should probably be going now. Oh, no, no, thank you. We already ate mushrooms. We're good.
All right, Joe.
No, Jeff, you're not gonna eat a hand.
Okay, we can knock that off.
Yeah, guys, stop.
We should get out of here. I know, Marvin. I'm just trying not to piss him off because he has a face on his face. Hey, listen, I would love to eat that hand, but I actually don't like my hand cold. So could you just put that in the microwave for me? Holy fuck.
That is the other hand
and the whole arm. Okay, yeah, you can just put that in the microwave and we're gonna get the fuck out of here!
Run to the car!
No, he'll be expecting that. Let's go to that creepy shed over there. They might have gas.
Close the door, close the door.
Okay, I think we're safe. Oh, Marvin, he's crying. Now I feel bad. Should we open the door?
No, look for gasoline!
Yeah, you're right. Oh, cheer up, buddy. We'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, buddy.
Daddy, there's more food over here.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God! What the fuck?
Oh, my God. No. This is not good. Guys, it's already halftime. We really need to get moving.
Well, look at this!
Oh, sweet Jesus. He killed his grandmother and ate her eye out with a spoon. Oh, God, that is so metal. Oh, look at this leg. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this guy is a psychopath. He is eating good tonight. This is Applebee's for him.
Look, we have to get out of here before he eats us.
I think we're probably fine. I mean, he has enough food to feed a whole village.
No, look at this. But there's a bucket of bones down there. We gotta get out of here, so look for gasoline.
Yeah, we really do need to hurry up. But it is only 10-7, so it could still go to overtime.
Come on, look for gas!
Okay. Marvin, look, a gas can! That could get us halfway down the street.
Okay, then go put it in the car so we can leave.
It looks like he was working on this truck. Huh, I guess our boy's a mechanic. He's not as stupid as he looks. If we were having engine trouble, he could have helped us.
Oh my God, guys! Hi!
Oh,
Okay, Marvin, I like our hiding spot under the truck. It's awesome. It's very comfortable down here. Reminds me of being a little kid playing hide-and-seek. Of course, back then, if I got caught, I didn't get murdered.
Grandma!
Aw, he just realized what he did. That's sad. Oh, never mind. He thinks he's at Chili's eating baby back ribs.
Oh, no. He's coming this way. Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're the one doing all the talking.
Shut up.
Oh, he put the chainsaw down.
Oh, he's having a snack while he works on his truck.
Boom!
Who the fuck gave this guy a driver's license?
Oh, look, his shoes are untied. Try to tie him so that when he runs after us, he trips and falls.
Yeah, it's a great idea, Marvin. The only problem is I don't have legs. I've never had to tie shoes before. Oh, shit, he dropped a snack. Oh, thank God, Marvin. I really thought he saw us.
Oh, wait, where's he going?
Oh, it looks like he's going to play his claw machine.
Cookie. Dick cookie. 25? 50. Give me a big cookie.
Oh no, Marvin, he's trying to win Jeffy in the claw machine.
Fuck! Fuck! I hope he keeps losing.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got it this time. This is it. I'm going to get you, Cookie. I'm going to get you. This is it. This is it right here. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. This is ripped. This is ripped, Grandma.
How many goddamn quarters does this man have?
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Those are my last two quarters. No! Fuck that! I'm getting you! No! Give me a...
Wait. While he's playing the claw machine, why don't we grab his chainsaw and hit him with it?
Good idea, Marvin.
Oh, come on. I gotta have two more quarters somewhere. Two more quarters! One, two. Come on. Thank you, Grandma. Give me a big cookie. I'm coming. Oh my God! I got it! Big Cookie! You're mine! Yes! Come here! Come here! Fuck! Fuck! Son of a whore! No! Come here! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck!
Okay, kill him with the chainsaw.
But Marvin, he's crying, and he just punted his dead grandmother's head like 60 yards. He could have been in the NFL.
But we have to save Jeffy.
But I don't have any more quarters.
Well, just open the door to the machine and get him out.
Oh, okay, I guess I could try that.
Grab. Come on, I'll meet the gas can. Hurry up and pop the gas.
Drink up, Frank Sinatra. I named my car Frank Sinatra. You know, like Frank Sinatra, because I drive a Hyundai Sonata in Stormy Sea Blue, heated seats, paid off.
I just want cookie. Cookie missing. Oh, someone took cookie. Fuck. Hell no.
Oh no, he's coming. Run.
Now hold on. I gotta get every drop. Have you seen gas prices these days? Come on. Come on. I can hear a little bit more in there. Drink up. Oh, he's getting real close. Okay, screw this.
Drive off.
Wait, no. I have to pee. Can I use this guy's bathroom?
No.
We're getting the hell out of here. But first. Oh, man, guys. There's only 2 minutes left. Unless the Chargers get a field goal, there's no way it's going into overtime. But they do have the ball.
Oh, back up. Put it in reverse.
No, I thought I was going to drive forward right into his house. Of course I'm going to put it in reverse. I'm not stupid. See that backup camera? I love this car so much. That's so useful.
Go.
It's doing collision detection because he's in the way.
Go!
Okay, fine. Whew, good thing we got away from that asshole. All right, now let's get to the game. Hold on, let me check the score. Oh, no. Guys, the game ended. The Cowboys won 20-17.
Wait, it says the game was in Los Angeles, not Dallas.
Wait, so you're telling me we drove to Texas for no fucking reason?
Yeah, it says the game was at the Chargers.
Damn it! Okay, fine, let's turn around. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that, guys. You would think I would know where the game was because I'm the one who bought the tickets, but no. Well, I mean, they play in Dallas next week if you want to see that.
No!
Okay, damn. Could have just said no thank you.
There's someone at the door. Can you get it?
It's not my house, but we could go together. That could be fun, you know, like friends. Hello?
Wait, hold on. How the hell did you get here?
Vroom, vroom.
Oh, he fixed up his truck.
Do you have any quarters?
Oh, he just wants quarters. Yeah, hold on. I'll get my wallet.
Yeah!
Oh, Marvin, I'm so excited for our trip!
Me too!
Yeah, I can't wait to be on a plane for 2 hours where you're trapped in a metal tube up in the air, 30,000 feet, can't get off if you want to.
Marvin, what's wrong?
You know I'm afraid of flying. Why can't we just drive to Missouri?
Marvin, that's a 14-hour drive. We can't be in the car that long with Jeffy. You know how he gets. He likes to pull it out.
Yep. If I'm in the car too long, I have to pull out my wee-wee and twirl it around at traffic.
You don't have to do that, Jeffy.
It has to breathe!
See, that's why we have to fly with him.
Okay, well, what if he has to breathe on the airplane?
He promised he won't do that.
Are you going to pull your dick out of the airplane? Murder. See, I just don't think it's worth it. Listen, why do we have to go to fucking Missouri anyway?
We have to see the world's largest pencil!
I want you to put it in my nose!
Okay, well, if it's the world's largest pencil, it's not going to fit in your nose. I'm just so afraid of flying after all the plane crashes recently.
Marvin, it's the safest way to travel, and besides, that didn't happen for like 15 years until now.
Yeah, the planes were really safe until recently. You're right, I don't think anything will happen.
Marvin, look!
Breaking news, UK! A Delta Airlines plane has landed upside down in Toronto, injuring multiple people on board.
All right, the car's all gassed up and ready for that 14-hour drive to Missouri. Jeffy, grab your bags.
Marvin, no, we're getting on the plane.
But no, we're not. That plane landed upside down.
But everyone survived.
It landed upside down, not on its wheels, upside down. What'd that plane think it was, a pineapple upside down cake?
Marvin, that's a terrible joke. It'll be fine. Not everything on the TV's real.
That's the news! It is real!
No, Marvin, that's all Hollywood.
That's the news! It's not Hollywood. It actually happened. A plane landed upside down. We're not getting on that plane. We're going to drive.
Marvin, calm down. Don't you have a pilot friend you can talk to that'll make you feel better about flying?
I do have a pilot friend. Let me see if he's not busy.
Hey there, somebody call a pilot?
Yeah, buddy, I need your help.
Okay, but make it quick. I got a flight to Missouri.
We have a flight to Missouri!
Oh, hell yeah, I love flying, my friends! Wait, why are you guys here and not at the airport?
Because Marvin's scared to get on a plane.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I don't really blame you. I mean, I'm scared as hell flying planes, too.
What? Don't tell him that! You're supposed to make him feel better!
I am making him feel better. I'm just saying that I feel just as scared as he does. Between me and you, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing up there. It's all autopilot, and if that goes off, it's just... Pretty much the only people who can land a plane without autopilot are like Sully Sullenberger, landed on rivers and shit. God, he's so fucking cool. And that name, Sully Sullenberger, that's like if my name was Brooklyn Brookie Burger.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried because of all the plane crashes recently.
Yeah, there have been a lot, but that's just people making dumb mistakes.
What about the plane that just landed upside down?
Oh, that was actually me. I'm really proud of that.
That was you?
Oh, yeah. See, I was flying in, and air traffic control said, "You're flying that plane like a pussy. I bet you $5 you can't land that plane upside down." And I said, "Okay, bet." I inverted that shit, landed smooth as fuck. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah, well, it's their fault for not wearing their seatbelt. I turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, okay? I warned them.
Well, I mean, did you tell them you were going to land the plane upside down?
Well, no, because there's no sign for that.
Well, still, what about the other plane crashes? And I just don't want to die in a plane crash. I really don't want to die in a plane crash.
Just tell them you won't die in a plane crash so we can hurry up and leave.
Well, I don't want to lie to them. It is still a possibility.
What?
Well, I mean, statistically, yeah, flying is the safest way to travel. I mean, I think the safest way to travel would be like in a big plastic ball that you just roll around like in Super Monkey Ball. Or maybe if you're like riding on the back of a truck transporting mattresses and you're just like all between the mattresses, that'd be pretty safe. I mean, you don't want to like suffocate in the mattresses, so they can't be like that thick, and mattresses are pretty heavy and you don't want to get crushed, so they'd have to be like stuck to the wall. And I mean, so you'd have to make sure that happens, but then you'd have to make sure you have air holes, so again, you don't suffocate. Maybe it's not as safe as I'm thinking. Marvin, just come fly on my plane.
Okay, well, just promise me you won't land it upside down.
Well, if I get a bed, I can't promise that, but come on.
All right, come on, guys, grab the luggage. Oh, man, I'm so scared.
Marvin, it's gonna be okay.
I'm freaking out.
At approximately 1 minute and 42 seconds into the flight, my wiener is coming out.
You're not gonna pull out your wiener, Jeffy!
Sir, you can't say wiener on this flight. There's children on board.
I didn't know I couldn't say wiener. I thought I couldn't say bomb.
You can't say that either. And also, I'm gonna need you to put your luggage in the overhead compartment.
I looked. There was no room.
I'm gonna need you to find room.
How am I gonna find room when there's no room left on the plane?
Hey, Marvin, I see you met Susan, the flight attendant. I've banged her, and so has every other pilot. You should try it. It's Let's see here. So what's the problem here?
He won't put his luggage in the overhead compartment.
I would if I could. There's no room.
Oh, Marvin, buddy, I got you. I will personally put this in the captain's closet. Throw this shit out the back. We don't have any room. We're overloaded as it is. It's his fault for flying economy. So, Marvin, how do you like my plane? Listen to me, saying my plane like I'm Drake. It's Delta's plane. I'm just flying it today. But that's what we pilots say. It's, you know, our plane. I guess that means it's my fault if we all die. But how do you like the plane, Marvin?
There's no seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, this is a pretty old plane. This is actually its last flight before it's supposed to be decommissioned. It's kind of like its maiden voyage, but, like, at the end, it's made end voyage.
Can I get you guys anything to drink?
I want a beer.
Not you!
She's going to bring me one anyway. And write this dude.
What do you guys need? Do you need anything?
No, I don't want anything.
Peanuts! Peanut bomb!
Okay.
Jeffy, do not pull out your wiener on the flight.
1 minute, 42 seconds. Oh, hey, mate. You ready to go flying?
Not right now, Simmons. I am freaking the fuck out.
Oh, what's going on?
This plane is old as shit, Simmons. It's been in service for like 30 years. I don't even know if we're going to make it off the ground. This plane is held together with duct tape and dreams.
Oh, it's all right, mate. Everything's going to be okay.
I don't know, Simmons. This plane is a fucking death trap. Hey, everybody. This is your captain speaking. The outside temperature is 65 degrees. We got a wind coming in from the northwest. The estimated time of arrival today is 7:30. So everybody just sit back, relax, and Simmons, I really wish they would let us talk normal into these things so people knew what we were saying.
I know, but it's in the handbook. We have to talk like that, but you forgot the ending.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Flight attendants, prepare the cabin for a cross-check and all call. Simmons, I still don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know, mate, but it's in the handbook.
Yeah, well, that handbook can eat my ass. Handbook, schmandbook, that's what I always say.
No, that's what I say, too. I say it all the time.
I heard you say it.
I can't stop saying it. Where the fuck are my peanuts?
Jeffy!
Here you go, sir.
Bitch, faster next time! You watch your language, Jeffy. I'll beat your ass.
Sir, you need to watch your mouth.
I was just defending you. He called you a bitch. I didn't want to cause any problems.
Sir, fuck!
Jeffy, you made a big-ass mess on this airplane.
Sir, what did I say about your language?
Well, he made a big mess. He's acting crazy on the airplane.
These peanuts taste like dick! Jeffy, goddammit, stop it!
Sir, if you say one more cuss word, I will get the air marshal.
No, he said he was saying bitch and he was saying dick and...
Sir, you need to stop it. I will get the air marshal.
Okay, I won't say anything else. Jeffy, please don't say anything.
Okay.
Piss in my ass cheeks!
That's it!
Or Jeffy, you're gonna get us in trouble!
Did somebody call an air marshal?
Yes, this man won't stop causing a commotion.
I'm not causing a commotion.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to pipe down!
I'm not even piped up. I'm not even any pipe of pipes. There's no pipe. Peter Piper's not even here.
If you don't calm down, I'm gonna turn this plane around!
Well, we haven't even taken off yet. Look, it's my son. When he's nervous, and when he's nervous, he yells obscenities. It's pretty bad.
Do I need to tape you to the chair, smartass?
No chairs. No tapes and chairs and stuff.
Okay, no more!
Okay, I'm good. Jeffy, shut the fuck up.
We're ready for takeoff. You know, I should probably call my daughter.
Wait, why, mate?
Well, because we're on a really shitty plane, we're probably going to crash and die, and I should probably let her know.
Well, you know your phone needs to be on airplane mode. It's in the handbook.
Simmons, it's just a myth.
Hello?
Hey, Penelope.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm on a really shitty plane, so I'm probably going to die in a plane crash.
What?
Yeah, it's a really old plane, so I'm probably going to die. You might see me on the news. I was actually in the news earlier because I landed a plane upside down, but somehow I think this one's going to go worse.
Dad, maybe you shouldn't be flying planes today.
Yeah, but I already did the cross check and the all call, so the genie's kind of out of the bottle. I think I'm pretty much locked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to let you know because you're probably going to have to get a bunch of jobs like I had, you know, to pay for bills and stuff, because you're definitely not going to get any money from your mom. She's definitely spending that alimony money on food and shovels for the food because she's a fat bitch.
Dad, can you please stop fat-shaming mom?
Oh, I'm not fat-shaming. She has no shame. That's why she eats with shovels. Hey, you remember in the divorce how she got all the gardening tools, especially the shovels, so she could shovel food into her mouth like a fat bitch? Oh, and don't forget the hose for her chocolate baths, but she only washes the inside of her mouth.
Dad, maybe you should be flying the plane.
Yeah. All right, let's take off.
Oh, man, takeoff's my least favorite part.
Marvin, do you want me to read you a koala joke to help you calm down?
A koala joke?
Yeah, like what is a koala's love language? Quality time!
Oh, my God, I'm about to face on the plane!
Hey, I told you no more! Oh, my God, it's snake! Shut up!
Wow, he was not qualified to handle that snake!
Why is there a snake on the plane? Someone help! Oh, my God!
Simmons, do you think I should let the passengers know about the snakes on this plane?
Yeah, probably. It's in the handbook.
Yeah, you're right.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now at cruising altitude. I also just want to let everybody know that there are, in fact, motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. We did not have enough room for them in the cargo area, so we've allowed some of them to roam freely about the cabin. Have you seen any of them? I would recommend you do not touch them. And Samuel L. Jackson, I'm sorry. I know you hate this kind of thing. Oh, yep, there he goes. He has had it. He is sick and tired of this.
Shit, Simmons, what was that?
Oh, sorry, mate. I was trying to adjust my seat and I accidentally hit the button that detaches the wings from the airplane.
God damn it, Simmons, now we're in a free fall.
Let me tell everybody. This is your captain speaking. If you look out the window, you'll notice that the wings are gone. We are now basically just a flying missile. There's not very much I can do about that right now, other than thank you for flying Delta today. And if you get a survey in your email, my name is Captain Brooklyn T. Guy. That's T. Guy, not Brooklyn E. Guy. That's a different guy that I'm not related to. I know, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, I wish I could have called my family and told them I love them!
This airplane seat can get this dick! My wiener's coming out!
I know you're screaming for your lives, but for the inconvenience of crashing, we are going to offer you 10,000 sky miles if you sign up for our Delta credit card. I would recommend doing that right now, because the ground is getting real close. Go, go, go. Hurry, hurry, hurry. It's getting close. It's too late.
Ooh, man, I love me some KFC chicken, bro. It's so good, it made me want to slap my mama.
Hey, Black Yoshi, I'm about to watch TV.
But Mario, I was about to play the Ant-Bot.
What?
I was about to play the Ant-Bot.
The Xbox?
Yeah.
Well, you can play the Xbox later. I want to watch TV.
Mario, you so green for that? Breaking news, okay? Popeyes has released a new chicken sandwich that's selling out all across America. And we have Brooklyn T. Guy on the scene to tell us what all the fuss is about. Brooklyn?
Hello, I'm standing outside Popeyes where people are going bok bok bagok for their new chicken sandwich. Now, they're sold out right now, but I'm standing here with Jamal, who was lucky enough to get one of those chicken sandwiches before it sold out. Tell us, Jamal, how is it?
Oh, it good?
Well, you heard it here first, folks. It good. Now, Jamal, I noticed you don't have a shirt. Now, why is that?
Oh, I can't afford a shirt. I spent all my money on chicken.
Oh, well, hey, we rolling? We getting this? How about I give you my shirt off my back?
Oh, really? Thanks, man. I deserve it, don't it?
Yeah, okay. Just make sure you get this, okay?
Oh, okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, there you go, kid. Now, smile. All right, I just gave this poor little boy the shirt right off my back. What a nice thing for me to do, huh?
Wow, thanks, mister.
Yeah, back to you, Goodman. I look good, right? I look good? Yeah. Now give me back my shirt.
Oh, what?
Wow, people are really going crazy over a chicken sandwich. You see that, Black Yoshi? What? Black Yoshi?
Breaking news! Mario, please give me the new Poopus chicken sandwich! Please!
Black Yoshi, get off the TV!
But Mario, I really want the Poopus chicken sandwich!
Poopus?
Yeah!
You mean Popeyes?
Yeah, Poopeyes, the chicken sandwich.
Well, Black Yoshi, you're not gonna get Poopeyes. You already have KFC.
But Mario, this KFC old and stale, and it been sitting out.
It's only been sitting out for 2 minutes.
But Mario, I still don't want this. I want the poo-poo.
What?
Yeah, the poo-poo sandwich.
Okay, if you want a poo-poo sandwich, go to the bathroom.
Mario, you know what I be talking about. You know I want the poop.
But Black, you're not even trying now. It's called Popeyes, and you're not getting it because you already have KFC.
Well, Mario, I just really, 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 really be wanting the Popeyes.
Black Yoshi, did you hear the news? They're all sold out of sandwiches. They don't have any.
Well, maybe they got some in the back.
Okay, well then, how about you go there and see if they have any in the back?
All right, Mario, but real quick, you got $5?
No, I don't got $5.
Mario, I know you be having a $5.
Okay, Black Yoshi, fine, look. Here, take the $5, and if they have a chicken sandwich, just buy it.
Ma, you better than Abraham Lincoln Law, bro. Hey, chicken sandwich.
Love that chicken from Popeyes. What you want, baby?
Oh, yeah, can I get that poo-poo chicken sandwich?
Honey, we all out.
Well, you guys got any in the bag?
Nah, baby, there's none in the bag.
Alright, then.
Hey, Daddy, can I go swim in the toilet?
Did you do your chores?
No.
Then what's the answer?
A. No, D.
Jeffy, it's not multiple choice.
Oh.
The answer is no. You cannot go swim in the toilet until you do your chores.
Well, this is stupid, Daddy. I don't want to do my chores.
Well, Jeffy, go do your chores, and then you can go have fun.
Fine, Daddy.
Daddy! Daddy, the vacuum's not sucking, so it's definitely not your mom. Oh! Oh! Oh!
Jeffy, what are you talking about?
Oh!
Jeffy,
The vacuum cleaner's not even plugged in.
Your mom's not even plugged in.
Alright, Jeffy, now you're grounded after you do your chores.
Well, Daddy, you wanna know what I think about your vacuum cleaner?
What? No, Jeffy, you better not drop that vacuum cleaner.
Opposite day.
Man, I can't believe Popeyes ain't had the chicken sandwich.
Jeffy! You hit Black Yoshi on the head!
Whoops.
Alright, Doctor, what's going on?
Well, he's in a coma because he took a vacuum cleaner to the dome. I'm talking...
Well, is he gonna be okay?
Oh.
What do you mean,
I mean, I don't know. He could be in a coma for days or even years.
Years?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing you can do?
Well, I got him on a chicken IV drip, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything. But it's what he would have wanted.
So there's nothing else you can do?
Well, some people think that people in a coma can still hear us, so maybe we should just try telling them to wake up. Hey! Hey, you, wake up! Wakey, wakey! Wake up! Yeah, he's not waking up.
Okay, so that's it? You're not gonna do anything else?
Well, if you brought him something he really, really wanted, that might bring him out of the coma.
What, bring him something he really wanted?
Yeah, like, what does he really, really want?
I mean, he wanted a Popeye's chicken sandwich, but I don't see how that would help.
Wait, look! Look, his heart rate sped up when you mentioned Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Wait, that's his heart rate?
Yeah, he must really want a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Okay, well, I mean, they're sold out. How am I gonna get him one?
Well, you better go find one.
Okay, Black Yoshi, I'll try to find one. Okay, I got him one.
What is this?
It's a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No, it's not.
Okay, look, it's a KFC chicken sandwich, but he can't tell the difference.
Oh my god, he's flatlining!
Wait, what?
You get this garbage chicken sandwich out of here!
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Get Popeye's! What, are you trying to kill the man?
Well, it's just KFC, he likes KFC!
No, you go get Popeye's, he needs Popeye's!
It's sold out! Okay.
Go get it! Don't you die on me, come here.
Oh man, where am I gonna get a Popeye's chicken sandwich from?
Ooh, donkey! That Popeye's chicken sandwich was so good!
Oh. Shrek, when did you get done eating?
A Popeye's chicken sandwich, donkey.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Popeye's, and I waited in line all day, and I really had the crap, donkey. But it was worth it because the sandwich was so good!
Well, Shrek, I ate a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Well, donkey, if you wait about 30 minutes, there'll be one floating in the toilet for you.
That's gross, Shrek. Why would I do that?
Oh, donkey, hold on. You might not have to wait. Get a load of that, donkey. That's what a spicy Popeye's chicken sandwich smells like.
That's gross, Shrek.
Oh, donkey. It's crusting away right in my pants, donkey. Oh, and it's kind of creamy, too. Oh,
whatever, Shrek. Oh.
Hey, you get the Popeye sandwich?
No, all the Popeyes are sold out, and I can't find anybody who has one.
No, well, it looks like your friend's just gonna have to stay in a coma.
No, I'm gonna get him out of this coma.
Well, why do you need him out of the coma so bad?
Because I feel like it's my fault he's in a coma, because Jeffy hit him in the head with a vacuum.
Okay, well, it really sounds like it's Jeffy's fault.
No. If I didn't tell Jeffy to do his chores, he wouldn't have thrown the vacuum.
Okay, well, it sounds like a bit of a stretch, but I'm not gonna tell you how to feel.
Look, do you know anywhere I can get a Popeye's chicken sandwich tonight?
Well, all the Popeyes are closed. It's late. You just have to wait till tomorrow.
I'm not gonna do this tomorrow. I'm gonna do it tonight.
What? Are you busy tomorrow? Is your tomorrow so busy you don't have time to go to Popeyes?
Oh, no, I just want to get this done tonight because I just can't stop thinking about it. Look, there has to be a way to get a Popeye's chicken sandwich tonight. Like, eBay.
What, eBay?
Yeah, I can buy one on eBay and get it shipped here.
You're gonna buy an eBay chicken sandwich?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my laptop. All right, let's find us a chicken sandwich. Oh, look, there's one.
$5,000 for a chicken sandwich?
Well, this one's spicy.
Oh, okay, that's why it's so expensive.
Oh, it takes a week to get here?
A week? What, are they gonna mail you an envelope with a chicken sandwich in it? And it takes a week to get here? It's gonna be all moldy by the time it arrives.
Oh, I really need this. Can I borrow $5,000?
Oh, yeah, sure, let me go get my wallet. No, obviously not!
Well, but it's gonna save his life!
Look, I really don't care that much.
Look, I really need a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Okay, look, I know a guy who's good at getting things that aren't gettable.
What?
Yeah, just go outside and stand under a street lamp.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. He'll find you.
Okay.
Wait. Bring $5.
$5?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, bring $100.
$100?
Yeah, he needs $100.
Okay. Where's this guy at? What?
Hey, you get the $100?
Yeah.
What? Sucker!
Hey!
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come here.
Who are you?
I heard you were looking for a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I'm looking for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Do you have one?
Shh, be quiet. People are listening.
Do you have one?
All right. I know where you can get a Popeye's chicken sandwich, but it won't be easy.
Well, how are you going to get me a Popeye's chicken sandwich? It's midnight. All the Popeyes are closed.
Well, I saw a guy buy one earlier, and I followed him home. And I know he hasn't eaten it yet. He's keeping it in his microwave.
All right, how would we get it?
All right, we're going to break into his house, and we're going to steal that sandwich so you can give it to your friend.
Break into his house? That's illegal.
Well, we're doing it.
Well, okay, well, what do you want out of it?
$100.
$100? I just gave the other guy $100 for no reason.
Yeah, I saw that. You got biffed.
Okay, fine. I'll give you $100 after we get the sandwich.
All right, deal. But we should probably get walking. It's a pretty long walk.
Well, I have a car. We can just drive.
No, it draws too much attention. We gotta walk. Come on. All right, this is the house.
Oh, man, that was a long walk.
Yeah, and we're going to have to walk all the way back, too.
Okay, so what's the plan?
All right, we're going to go up to the door, and we're going to knock on it, and then when he answers, we're going to ask him really, really nicely for the chicken sandwich.
He's not going to give it to us.
Well, you never know till we try.
Okay, fine. Let's ask. Oh, man, I sure hope this works. I'm really nervous.
Hey, who is that at the door? Don't even know it's midnight. Hello?
Hello there, my chocolate friend.
My chocolate friend.
I'm sorry, I was nervous and I choked.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, let's try this again.
Look, what do y'all want? Are y'all gingerbread witnesses? Look, I don't want any cookies, okay?
No, sir, I'm sorry about my friend here. He doesn't get out much.
Oh, I can see.
Look, we know you have a Popeye's chicken sandwich in your microwave, and we want it.
How do you know I got a chicken sandwich in my microwave? You work for the government?
No, wait, homie, dog, home slice of pie.
Stop. What? Just stop. No, don't.
We cool?
No, this is embarrassing. Okay, look, can we just please have the chicken sandwich?
No, I'm not giving you my chicken sandwich. I waited in that Popeye's line for 3 hours. So you think I'm just going to hand my chicken sandwich up to some entitled white man? No way. So have a good day, sir.
My slice of pie.
Oh, look, I was nervous. Look, what are we going to do? I need that chicken sandwich.
All right, I'm going to call my friend Chester the Chicken.
What, Chester the Chicken?
All right, Mario, this is my friend Chester the Chicken.
Hello, I am Chester Chicken. How may I be of assist?
Well, hello, Mr. Chester, dog, homie,
no,
friend.
No, stop. Let me do the talking this time. Sorry, Chester, I hope he didn't bother you.
Oh, no problem. I was just at home choking myself. You get it? Hey, choke chicken?
Yeah, I get it. Look, Chester, we need your help stealing a chicken sandwich.
Oh, you call on Chester Chicken to steal crispy body of one of my own kind? You spit on me like pear, 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 pear.
Yeah, look, Chester, can you help us or not?
What's in it for Chester Chicken?
I'll give you $50.
$50 for Chester Chicken?
Yeah.
You got yourself a deal.
Okay, I need you to distract the owner of the house while we steal the sandwich.
All right, seems simple enough. I do it.
Get off my properties! Oh.
Bagak, bagak.
Is that a chicken? Oh my god, it's a chicken at my door. I'ma cook it and eat it. Come here, chicken, come out!
Alright, he left the door open. Let's go inside and get that sandwich. There it is, in all its glory.
Alright, grab it and let's go.
Alright. Alright, I got one. I got a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, now that's a chicken sandwich. How'd you get it?
I had to break into a guy's house to get it.
Oh, well, I'm actually a cop, so I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
Well, let's see if it wakes Black Yoshi up. Black Yoshi, look what I got, a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, is that a Poopy's chicken sandwich? Oh, it is! Oh, this is so good! Oh, it smells so good, Mario.
Wow, that coma went away really quick.
Yeah, Black Yoshi, that coma went away a little too quick.
I know! The poo-poo done killed my coma!
Are you sure you weren't faking your coma, Black Yoshi?
No, Mario. My head was hurting really, really so bad, and then the chicken sandwich just saved me. I'm gonna go eat my chicken.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What?
I'm reading my ABC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you idiot with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly. Look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You can blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Look, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Ugh, fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are. And they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen. Put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick. Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling. I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy, there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf, and their parent says, "Hey, go read your gay BCs." And the kid says, "Yes, they them."
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. I'm so sick.
Ooh, ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
You're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask you, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the gay BCs? It stands for, oh my god, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, all right? All right, you guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh,
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I going to be woke? No one's going to know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
Take the book away from him.
Oh, Barney, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Blaney?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Blaney? That's not very nice.
No, Karen. What I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Blaney? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked that they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boyney, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook, and maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boyney. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boyney. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say somebody said you look like an owl, and then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Ah! Boyney! That would have been funny if I said who, because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who like I am an owl, and it would be like I was an owl, Boyney.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boyney, we should go to Hooters. Oh, we can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All right, thanks. Hey, by the way, someone in the office said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
What? Oh, that's the goddamn funniest thing I ever heard. You said somebody said I look like an owl, and I said who, and that's the noise owls make. That's so fucking funny. And you thought of that all on your own?
Yeah, I sure did. That is a Brooklyn Guy original.
You know what? I'm giving you a raise.
What, really?
Yeah, we need more funny cops around here. People around here are just too damn serious.
Well, thanks.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, hey, Officer Simmons. Somebody said you look like an owl.
Well, why would they say that? That's hurtful.
No, Simmons, you're supposed to say who, damn it. You're demoted. You're on parking tickets from now on.
Oh.
Huh, I can't believe I got a promotion for making that stupid joke. Maybe I am a comedian. But, whoa, that guy's driving like an owl. I better pull him over. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, officer. I'm Charlie.
Where is that laughing coming from?
It's the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed you were swerving quite a bit. Have you had anything to drink?
Plenty.
Oh, well, how much?
A whole pack.
Oh, Capri Sun. I guess that's fine. But you were speeding, too.
Oh, what? I didn't have on my blinkers?
Oh, that's pretty good because you're blinking.
Yeah. Well, and I have been getting road head. I'm sorry, officer. I am a freak.
Oh, that looks like a severed head.
Mm-hmm. The body's in the trunk.
Okay, well, I don't really understand that part of the joke, but hey, somebody at dispatch said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
You're funny. Did you write that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Oh, man, you could be a comedian. We need writers here. Well,
Do you want to be a writer for me?
What, me? A writer for Charlie? I'd love to.
We need original content.
Oh, I'm full of original content. Everything I say is original.
It sounds like it. Look, come meet us tonight. We need new content for an episode.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he didn't check the trunk. I have a whole body in there. I'm a murderer.
Oh, boy, you get dressed all fancy. What, you got a hot date tonight?
Yeah, with a girl owl who said you also look like an owl.
Oh, Boynie, you want me to say who again, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Very good, Karen. You got it.
Yay, Boynie.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm dressed up is, you know that guy Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
Yeah.
Well, he thought my owl joke was so funny, he wants me to write for his show.
Oh, really, Boynie? That's so exciting. What other jokes do you know?
Oh, so many. I'm just full of jokes.
Tell me one.
Well, I'm not going to tell them to you because you might steal them. And people who steal jokes, that's fucked up. You shouldn't steal jokes. That's wrong.
Oh, Boynie, I have a joke that you could tell everyone tonight. You want to hear it?
Okay.
What do you do if you get swallowed by an elephant?
What?
You run around till you're pooped out.
I don't get it.
Like, you run around till you're pooped out tired, or you run around until he poops you out?
What does that have to do with an elephant?
Nothing, Boynie.
Okay, it could have been any large animal. That joke is stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, fine, Boynie, then don't.
Okay, I won't, because I have plenty of other jokes. And you know what? Somebody told me that you make bad jokes and you look like an owl.
Well, that's really hurtful, Boynie. I don't appreciate being talked about that way. That's not nice.
Damn it, Karen, you still don't get it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the joke writing room for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that's going to be airing tonight. And who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm new. Charlie said he liked my joke.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Oh, well, somebody here said you look like an owl.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl? Was it you, Steven?
No, sir.
Was it you, Susan?
No.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl?
Well, you said who, so you're an owl.
Funniest goddamn shit I've ever heard. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Well, we're gonna get you a name tag that says Funny Motherfucker, because that's your new name now. You can stay. All right, Steven, give me a joke.
Okay, your mom is so poor.
No, she's not.
Okay, his mom is so poor. I saw her wearing one shoe, so I said, what happened to your other shoe? Did you lose it? And she said, no, I found this one.
You're fired. Susan, give me a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Actually, owls go who, not cars.
That's funny as shit! This is a funny motherfucker! You two need to learn to be more like him!
Can I finish my joke?
I don't even remember the beginning part of it, so it's fucking stupid.
Cargo beep beep.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. All right, funny man, give me another one.
Oh, okay, well, somebody said you look like an owl.
I've already heard that one. Give me another one.
Oh, a different one.
Yes.
I got those. Somebody said you look like a parakeet.
Who?
Well, I said a parakeet, not an owl.
It's even funnier the third fucking time, Steven! Right? All right, Steven, give me another joke.
I thought it was fired.
Okay, fine, stay fired.
No, please, I have another joke. I have another joke.
Okay, and it better be funny, because if it's not, thumbtacks are going to go in your ass. Five of them.
Yes, sir.
All right, go.
His mom is so fat, she took a bite of her phone because it was made by Apple.
Go. Go to my office, get five thumbtacks, and start shoving them up your ass. And I'm gonna know if it's five or not, because I'm gonna have you shit them out into my hand. Everyone get a good look at Steven's ass. That's the last time you're gonna see it without thumbtacks in it. All right, Susan, another joke, please?
Okay, why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
Why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
He didn't have the guts.
Almost as funny as your joke. Go ahead and tell me another one.
Oh, another one. Okay, well, what do owls say when they get hurt?
Ouch?
No, they say owl.
That's fucking stupid. Okay. All right, that's enough poultry jokes, okay? Give me another one that has nothing to do with owls.
Oh, a different one. Okay, well, can I use the bathroom real quick?
Sure, but when you come back, you better tell me a joke so funny I laugh the shit out of my ass!
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, Susan, give me another joke.
Why did the wheel on the car stop spinning?
Why?
Because it was tired.
All right, you can write that one down. We'll keep that one.
Please answer.
Hello?
Marvin, put your wife on the phone.
Wait, why?
Just do it!
Baby, it's the doctor. He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, you remember that owl joke you told me?
Yeah!
Yeah, it was really good, and I need another joke that's not about owls.
What's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels!
No, I don't think he's gonna like that. I think he's gonna put thumbtacks in my ass.
What?
Give me another joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, I've already heard this.
No!
I didn't even say who.
Okay, I got one. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know shit.
No, a stick.
I could maybe use that one. Give me another one.
Why did Susie fall off the swing?
Why?
Because she doesn't have arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
Oh, I see, because she didn't have arms.
Moo! It's the cow!
Okay, I think I can maybe use those. Thanks. Oh, I'm so fucked.
Steven, you're walking like there's only four in there. There better be five, because I'm going to check.
There's five.
All right, good.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, hey, everyone, look, Funny Fuckhead's back. Come on, tell me a funny joke, funny fucker. I'm hungry. I want yummy the funny time. Aw.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
What?
Because she doesn't have any arms.
How the fuck was she knocking? Was she hitting her head on the door?
Moo.
What?
That's a cow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on. Can I please start over? I messed up.
Please do.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
Grass. I lied about the brown and sticky.
Are you okay? Did you do shrooms in the fucking bathroom?
No, I got it, okay? What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
What?
He poops you out, I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you being a funny fuckhead? Come on, be funny!
Okay. Yeah, be funny!
Be funny!
Come on!
No jokes!
Be funny!
Okay, I stole the owl joke, okay?
You stole the owl joke?
Yes, I stole it.
You're fucking fired! Steven, let me see those thumbtacks. Go ahead and shit them out in my hand. There's an asshole that's more deserving of it, just when I didn't think it was possible. Hold on, let me get them. Oh, you put them the sharp side in first? Oh, it's crazy, Steven. Good work. All right, I only have four. I only have four, Steven, goddammit!
Ow.
Barney, what's wrong?
I got thumbtacks shoved up my ass for lying.
What'd you lie about?
Well, you know that owl joke I told you earlier? I stole it.
Barney, you stole a joke? That's horrible.
Well, your stupid elephant joke didn't really work either.
Well, how did you say it, Barney?
Well, you know, I said what happens when you get eaten by an elephant. You get pooped out.
Barney, you said it wrong. It's you run around until you pooped out.
Yeah, well, I don't think that extra little sentence would have stopped the thumbtacks.
I don't know, Barney. I mailed the joke in. We should see if they use it.
They're not going to use it.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm gonna be saying jokes sent in by fans. So what do you do if you were eaten by an elephant? You run around until you get pooped out. That is funny. That is freaking funny. Oh, man, whoever said that, oh, that is... That's hilarious.
Boom, down. Boyney, they used my joke. That's so funny. Tell me I'm funny, Boyney.
I'm going to go tell that joke to my boss so I get another raise.
Hey, sir.
Hey there, funny man.
Hey, I got another joke for you. What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
Guy, I just saw that joke on Charlie in France. You're under arrest for theft, and you're losing your raise.
Man, you get arrested and...
Okay, guys, are you ready to build this airplane Lego set?
Heck yeah, dude!
Yeah, it has 669 pieces. I like the 69 part.
Let's get started, dude.
Yeah, let's build this thing.
Wait, what's wrong?
Yeah, what's the matter, Genie?
We have to build it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're Legos. That's how Legos work.
I don't want to build it. It's going to take hours. I want to play with it already built.
Well, then don't buy Legos, then.
They should sell Legos already built.
They do. It's called toys.
Well, I want to play with Legos, but built and not have to build it. It's going to take hours.
Well, I mean, I have Legos at my house that I already built.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go play with Legos at your house.
Okay, come out.
Let's go.
Okay, guys, check out my Legos.
Whoa, you built all this stuff, Cody?
Yep, I built the Millennium Falcon and Baby Yoda and R2-D2.
Is that the Disney castle, Cody?
Oh, yeah, that took forever to build.
Oh, dude, I can't lie. This is super sick.
Cody, what is that?
Oh, that's my Lego Titanic.
You built this?
Oh, yeah, it took months.
Dude, this is huge.
Yeah, it is pretty big. Oh, you mean the Titanic. Yeah, that's pretty big, too.
Cody, can we put it in my pool and see if it sinks?
Well, it's gonna sink. It's made of Legos.
Well, can we put it in the pool?
What? No, it took me forever to build this.
We gotta see if it floats, dude.
Yeah.
It's not gonna float.
But how do you build a Lego Titanic? You don't try to reenact the crash in a pool.
What? I don't want to destroy it. This took me forever to build.
Come on, Cody.
No. Wait, sorry, guys. I gotta use the bathroom. I haven't pooped in like 3 days, so I'm pretty backed up.
Joseph, let's grab this and put it in my pool.
Oh, dude, we got to. I got this side.
Oh, I got this side. Careful, careful. Whoa, Joseph, this is so cool.
I know, dude. It's like the real Titanic. Oh, where's that iceberg? I gotta hit it.
Ooh, I'll be the iceberg. Hit me.
Okay, dude. Watch out. I'm not paying attention. And I got a boat full of billionaires.
Oh!
Hey, Bryce, your dinner's ready.
All right, we have to go inside. Let it go, Joseph.
But, dude, it's gonna sink.
It's the unsinkable ship, Joseph. It can't sink.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What am I thinking?
Yeah, let's go inside. Joseph. I'm so full. But I love it when Chef PB makes hot dog pizza.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hot dog pizza's the best.
Yeah, let's go outside and play with our Titanic.
Oh, yeah, let's see how many people drown.
All right, Joseph, you ready to play with this Titanic?
Yeah, dude, but where is it?
We left it right here.
I know, but... Oh, dude, look!
What? It sank!
Oh, I told you it was gonna sink.
Well, I didn't think it was actually gonna sink. I thought it was like a Lego Titanic.
Dude, it's like the real Titanic.
That is really cool that it really sank.
I know, right?
But how are we gonna get it back before Cody notices?
Dive down there and get it.
Okay, I'll get it. Oh, Joseph, it's too deep. My ears started hurting from all the pressure.
How are we gonna get it, dude?
I don't know. We need like a submarine or something.
Where are we gonna get a submarine from?
I got an idea. Come on.
Oh, hey, guys. Sorry I took so long. I was taking a mean grumpy in the toilet. What, guys? What?
Oh, hell no! They took my Lego Titanic! I'm so pissed off!
Cody, calm down. What's wrong? Did you slam your pee-pee in the toilet seat again? Well, yes, but that's not why I'm mad.
Were you taking a bath and you got the bar so stuck up your butt again?
Yeah, but it's not that either. My friend stole my Lego Titanic. Well, I don't know what that means, but I hope you win.
Yeah, I love Remember the Titans.
Oh, that Denzel Washington. If I could just have one night with him.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay, Junior, where the frick is my heckin' Lego Titanic? And don't even tell me you didn't take it, because I know your stinky little hands did.
All right, dude, I think you should tell him. He's obviously serious, because he's cussing.
Wait, and what's this? Hot dog pizza? You guys hot dog pizza'd and you didn't invite me?
Well, look, there's some hot dog left. There's a tip right there.
I don't want the tip. I want the whole thing. And then I want some hot dogs. Zing!
Look, if you want your Lego Titanic back so bad, why don't you go get it?
What? Junior, usually people say that before they throw something.
Look, it's at the bottom of my pool.
What?
Because we were swimming with it.
What?
And it sank.
What?
But I'm going to build a submarine and go get it.
You don't have to build a submarine. It's in your pool. Just swim down there and get it.
I tried to go do that, but it hurt my ears because of all the pressure.
There can't be that much pressure. It's a pool.
The pool's pretty deep, dude.
Yeah, go get it then, Cody.
It hurts my ears.
Yeah, so I'm going to build this submarine.
What, you don't know how to build a submarine?
Yes, I do. I'm going to build out of carbon fiber and duct tape.
Duct tape?
The strongest thing known to man.
Yeah, I'm going to break some rules making this submarine.
I don't want somebody breaking rules to make my submarine.
Well, I'm going to break some rules, and I bet you a few billionaires would pay to ride on this thing.
Look, I just want my Lego Titanic back.
And the only way to get it is to build this submarine. So let me build it, and then you can ride in it with me. And done.
Aw, man, it looks pretty professional to me, dude.
And I didn't even have to use all the duct tape.
Maybe you should have.
I'm gonna call this thing Old Yellow.
Old Yellow?
Like the dog movie.
What, you mean like Old Yeller, the movie where the dog dies?
Oh, man, I love that movie.
We're not gonna die like the dog did because we're in this nice, safe submarine.
Okay, just a couple problems, Junior. How are we gonna breathe in there?
Like this?
Wait, no, Junior, I know how breathing works.
You asked how we're gonna breathe in there and I showed you.
Wait, no, I mean how much air are we gonna have in there?
The world is full of air, Cody. We can breathe all we want.
No, I mean, idiot. Well, I mean, when we seal ourselves in there and we eventually run out of air, we won't be able to breathe.
We're gonna have air, Cody. We're on Earth. Earth has air. We're not gonna run out of air for like 100 million years.
No, that's not... Fine, forget that. How about this? What is this even made of? It doesn't feel very sturdy. It might implode.
What's implode mean?
It's the opposite of explode.
So it's a good thing.
No, it's a very bad thing.
No, you said exploding is bad, right? So if you implode, it's the opposite of explode, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, I wanna get my implode on. Let's implode, dude.
Yeah, I hope we implode.
No, we don't want to implode. It's like where it caves in on itself.
We're not going to cave in, Cody. We're not going in the caves. We're going underwater.
Duh.
Wait, no. It's like it crumples. It crushes.
Like the name of the turtle from Finding Nemo?
Wait, no, that's Crush. No, not guys. I think I know how to explain this. Guys, get in here.
Cody, what are you doing?
Dude, that's a fire hazard.
Yeah, you can't cook a can of Sprite, Cody. What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to show you what an implosion is, okay? Now, just imagine this Sprite can is the submarine, and this is what's gonna happen to us if we go too deep in the pool and the pressure gets to be too bad, okay? Watch. See?
What just happened?
It imploded.
What? No, you said imploding was the opposite of explosion. That's a can of Sprite that just crushed Cody.
Yeah, we wouldn't even fit in that, dude.
Yeah, there's no way we could fit in that.
What? No, this is what the submarine's gonna do.
No, my submarine is not a can of Sprite, Cody. It can't just crush like that.
Yeah, see, it's the size of that, dude.
What, no, but this is what's gonna happen, though.
No, it's not, Cody, because we're not gonna put the submarine on the stove and then a plate. I don't know what the hell you're doing, Cody.
You put drinks in the refrigerator, idiot.
Yeah, if you wanted to crush a can, you could have just stepped on it. You didn't have to do all this nerd crap.
Duh.
Okay, you know what? Screw it. Fine, let's just try it. It's a pool. It can't go that wrong.
wrong.
Yeah, because I don't know what you're doing trying to cook cans of Sprite. Are you okay? I don't understand what the whole point of that was, Cody, but are you at least going to go eat the can of Sprite you cooked?
Junior, I wasn't going to eat it. It was a science experiment.
I mean, it's well done now.
Yeah, it's ready to eat, Cody.
But no, it was just to show you what's going to happen to us when we go down into the pool.
Cody, this submarine is made out of duct tape. That can of Sprite is made out of aluminium.
But why are you saying it like you're British?
I did not say duct tape. I said duct tape in an American accent, Cody.
Okay, fine, Junior. What's your plan?
So, we're going to go inside this and we're going to drive down to the Titanic.
Wait, drive?
Yeah, it has a controller that controls it.
That looks like a toy controller.
Yeah, but it controls it. All it does is go up and down, and we go down there and we grab your Titanic.
Oh, man, that looks fun. I wish I was going.
Yeah, so me and you are going to get inside, and Joseph's going to duct tape us closed.
But duct tape us closed? How are we going to get out?
We're not. The only way we get out is if Joseph takes the duct tape off when we get back.
But what if there's an emergency and we need to get out down there?
If there's an emergency, we're going to die anyway. So come on, Cody. Let's go.
Okay.
Joseph, duct tape is closed.
I got you, bro. All right, dude, I duct taped you in there. Get nice and comfy. There's no way out.
All right, Cody, are you ready to go save the Titanic?
That you sank?
It wouldn't have sank if you had been playing with us, because you would have watched it and it wouldn't have sank.
Junior, I'm getting claustrophobic in here.
Look, it's only going to take a few minutes. All right, Joseph, take us to the pool and drop us in there.
All right, you got it, bro.
All right, Cody, we're at the bottom of my pool. And look, there's your Lego Titanic.
Great, grab it.
Okay, I'm gonna grab it. Oh, shit.
What?
I forgot to add a mechanical arm to grab stuff.
What do you mean you forgot the arm?
I just didn't think to add an arm. I just thought we had to go underwater to look at it.
To look at it? Junior, we could have done that from the surface.
Okay, look, we're just gonna go back up. I'm gonna add an arm and we'll come back down.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
What now?
I didn't add an engine to, you know, move it.
What, Junior, are you kidding me? You're telling me we're trapped at the bottom of this pool, duct tape shut with no way out?
Yeah.
What, Junior, goddammit, we're gonna die down here.
We're not gonna die. Look, we can sit down and just relax and breathe.
We can't breathe, Junior. We're gonna run out of air.
We're not gonna run out of air. The world's full of air.
Shut the fuck up, Junior. What I mean is we breathe oxygen. We breathe out carbon dioxide. Eventually, the oxygen is gonna run out and we're gonna die.
Okay, look, listen, then I'll just hold my breath.
What? Junior, you don't have to hold your breath. Junior, now you're wasting even more air.
Okay, look, I'm sorry. How about I just call Joseph and tell him to come get us?
Yes, do that.
Okay, let me grab my phone. All right, Cody, it's ringing.
Hey, dude, did you get the Titanic?
Well, I didn't add a robotic arm to grab it.
Oh, man, that would have been sick.
Yeah, so I need you to come down here and grab us because we're stuck.
Wait, it's too deep, dude. You know my ears are buzzed.
Oh, yeah, the pressure. Well, can you at least call the cops and tell them to come help us?
Oh, dude, I guess so. I'll call the cops.
All right. He's gonna call the cops because he can't come get us.
Great.
Okay, so what's going on?
My friends are stuck in the submarine down by the Titanic!
Okay, I have so many questions. Why is there a Lego Titanic at the bottom of this pool?
Because it sank!
Oh, well, naturally. Okay, but why are they in a submarine?
Because they were trying to rescue the Titanic!
Well, that's stupid. Well, why don't you just tell them to get out and swim up?
They can't because I duct taped it closed from the outside.
Oh, so they are trapped in there.
Yeah.
How much oxygen do they have?
Like a couple minutes?
Minutes! Okay, I think I have an idea.
Junior, I'm getting lightheaded. I think that means we're running out of oxygen.
Cody, if we die, I hope I'm remembered as an innovator, someone who broke the rules.
Junior, you're gonna be remembered as an idiot, and I'll be remembered as an idiot too for listening to you.
Oh, cheer up, Cody. I got a funny joke for you. What do you call a dog on a submarine?
What?
A subwoofer.
I don't know if it's just a low oxygen or if that was just funny as fuck.
Oh, Cody, I've been holding in a fart for a while. That hot dog pizza's not settling well.
Junior, don't. We only have a little bit of oxygen left, and I don't want to die breathing your ass fumes. Wait, actually, I think that's exactly how I want to die. Let it rip.
Okay.
All right. So what's your plan to save them?
Save them? No, we're not doing that.
Well, wait, you're not going to rescue them?
No, man, they're not billionaires. We're not spending taxpayer money to save these kids. I need something that'll make the news.
You got to save them. My friends are going to die.
Look, I didn't make them get in that shitty submarine.
Come on, please. You need to rescue them.
Hey, don't make me arrest you. You're getting a little rowdy.
What? You know what? I'm out of here, dude.
I like this couch. Is this a new couch? This is a new couch. Wow, that Grimace video really messed up the old one.
Oh, Cody, you're throwing up all inside the submarine.
Oh, God, Junior, that fart smelled so bad.
It was a fart, Cody.
I don't know, I just thought I was going to like it. I don't know what I was thinking.
It was a throw up everywhere.
Oh, God, get us out of here. Somebody help us.
Help!
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 Oh, God, it stinks. Help us.
Just about to go surfing in this pool. Whoa, wait, is that the Lego Titanic? Cool. Wait, is that a submarine? And there are people in there. Oh, my God. My lifeguard senses are tingling. I can hear them calling for help with my sonar hearing. I'm coming, bros!
I saved you guys, but I broke my teeth. I hit my mouth on your little glass thing.
I'm really glad that surfer guy came along and saved us.
Yeah, I feel bad about his teeth. Oh, hey, officer.
Oh, hey. Hey, did you kids hear about those two stupid kids that are trapped at the bottom of a pool in a little submarine? Yeah, they're probably gonna die. What a bunch of dumbasses. Yeah, one of their friends told me to go get help, but, I mean, they're not billionaires. Why would I even bother?
That was us.
Huh?
We were the two kids trapped in the submarine.
Oh, that was you. No, I know. I called the president, and he sent the Coast Guard and the Navy and the Air Force for some reason, and the Marines and SEAL Team 6, so that's probably who saved you.
No, it was a random surfer.
That was Aquaman. Yeah, that was Aquaman. I sent him down there. That's why I'm celebrating with this beer, because I knew he was going to save you.
Oh, well, I sure learned my lesson. I learned to never build a submarine myself and try to go see the Titanic.
Yeah, don't do that again.
And sorry we didn't get your Titanic, Cody. It's going to just stay down there, I guess.
That's okay. I guess that's just going to have to be its final resting place.
Yeah. Well, look on the bright side, kids. At least you guys didn't pay for that experience.
Yeah.
This is a new couch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good upholstery. I like it. It's firm. I was just going to chill here for a while, if you guys don't mind.
You didn't call for help, did you?
I did.
So, Joseph, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, I got this blowtorch thing from the gas station. We should totally set stuff on fire.
Oh, we can light anthills on fire.
Oh, dude, yeah, totally.
And then they can call the fire ant department.
Wait, ants have fire departments?
Yeah, that's why they're called fire ants. They put out fires.
Oh, dude, I didn't know that. That's genius.
Okay, so let's call Cody and invite him.
Wait, where is he?
I don't know. He usually shows up with you. Let me get my phone and call him.
Okay.
All right, Joseph, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Cody. Me and Joseph want to burn down anthills. You should come over.
That sounds fun, guys, but I can't. I'm at the park with Luke.
What? Luke? You got a dog?
No, he's not my dog. He's just my friend Luke.
Like, from Darth Vader?
What, you mean from Star Wars?
Well, he's Darth Vader's son, so he came from Darth Vader's testicle, so he's from Darth Vader.
Well, I see what you mean, but no, he's not Luke Skywalker.
So you got a dog?
No, he's not a dog, Junior. He's my human friend named Luke.
You have friends? We're your friends.
What? But Luke is my friend, too, and I'm with him at the park.
Well, come hang out with us. Luke sounds annoying and lame.
Junior, I'm going to hang up now.
What? No.
Dude, what's wrong?
Cody has a new friend named Luke.
Wait, Cody has friends?
We're his friends. He doesn't have other friends. I think he's grounded. He just doesn't have to tell us.
Yeah, he has to be grounded, dude. He doesn't have friends.
Yeah, let's go to the park and see if he's there.
Okay.
Whee!
Yeah, Luke, you're doing it?
Hey, Cody.
Junior, what are you doing here?
This must be your new friend, Dookie.
What, you mean Luke?
Yeah, Dookie.
These must be your friends, Cody.
I don't know that I'd call them my friends.
Why do you want to hang out with this loser and not us?
Because he's lonely and he needs a friend.
Oh, I get it. His parents are rich, and if you think if you can hang out with him, that his parents will give you money.
Well, he's not rich, Junior.
I know a rich kid when I see one. He's rich.
Well, Junior, just get out of here.
Well, I guess me and Joseph are just going to go back to my house and eat Go-Gurts.
Go-Gurts, dude?
Yeah, I only have three of them, so I wonder who the third one's going to go to.
I don't care, Junior. Just leave.
You don't care about a Go-Gurt? This kid must have Danimals or pizza rolls or something.
Danimals.
This kid's not playing around. Let's get out of here.
Let's go, dude.
I'm sorry about that, Luke.
What's wrong, dude? You haven't even touched your Go-Gurt.
I'm just sad.
Why?
Because we can't use the plushies anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And also because Cody doesn't want to hang out with us? Like, what does Luke have that we don't have?
Money?
Right? He's rich. I knew he was rich.
Yeah, he has a rich face.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I have money. He was looking at me like, oh, you're poor. I have money.
I saw him looking at you, dude.
What can we do to make Cody hang out with us again?
I don't know.
Ooh, I got an idea. Ooh. We can invite a bunch of girls over. And then we call Cody, and when he hears all the girls over here, he's going to want to come over here.
But how are we going to get girls over here, dude?
Go-Gurt. Women love Go-Gurt.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot.
Okay, I'm going to start calling girls. You call girls, too.
Okay, dude.
Joseph, look at all these girls sucking our Go-Gurts.
I know, dude. It's so cool.
I'm calling Cody right now. It's ringing.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Cody. What are you doing?
Still hanging out with Luke.
Guess what I'm doing. Listen.
I really don't want to say, Junior.
It's a girl sucking my Go-Gurt.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah, a girl can suck your Go-Gurt if you come up right now and no one's touched it.
No, that's okay, Junior. I'm saving my Go-Gurt for marriage.
You're saving your Go-Gurt for marriage?
Loser!
What a dweeb.
Well, yeah, your mom said you're a dweeb.
What? Mom?
Yeah, she's here sucking my Go-Gurt, too.
If you squeeze the base, more comes out.
Oh, she's learning.
Well, okay, Junior, I'm going to hang up now.
What the? Don't hang up! He hung up. Okay, so, you guys can leave now. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah, leave, scram. We're finished with you.
Yeah, we got what we wanted out of you. Now leave.
Thank you. So what do we do now, dude?
I don't know, Joseph. If Go-Gurts and girls didn't work, I don't know what will. Let's start thinking. Okay, what does Luke have that we don't have besides money?
I mean, he's bald.
Say that again, Joseph.
He's bald.
He's bald! And you're bald too! So if I shave my head, I'll be bald, and then we'll all be bald, and then Cody won't want to hang out with us because we're bald!
Yeah, we'll be matching, dude!
Okay, I'm gonna go shave my head right now. Alright, Joseph, how do I look?
You look bald.
We're the Super Bald Brothers! Wait, can I say that? Is that copyright? Okay, we can say that. Alright, so now I'm gonna call Cody, tell him to come over, he's gonna see that we're bald, he's gonna want to hang out with us.
Well, if he didn't come over the first few times you asked him, why would he come over now?
Because I'm gonna use my secret weapon. Alright, Joseph, it's ringing.
Wait, what's the secret weapon, dude?
Just listen.
Junior, stop calling me, I'm blocking your number.
Oh, Cody! Oh, it's so awful!
What's wrong, Junior?
Well, your mom, she sucked my go-gurt dry, and then she was leaving, and she fell down the stairs and broke her neck!
What?
Yeah, and I don't know whether to call the hospital or the aquarium, because you know she's a whale.
But Junior, is my mom hurt or not?
Yeah, she's hurt. She's not moving. You need to come over right now.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay. So now when he comes over, he's going to see that we're bald, he's going to want to hang out with us.
Dude, perfect plan!
That must be him! Hello?
Is my mom okay? What are you doing?
I'm bald.
Yeah, I can see that, but is my mom okay?
I lied. Look at my head.
What, you lied?
I'm bald.
Well, I don't care, Junior.
But Luke is bald.
What, Junior, so is that why you guys shaved your head?
Yeah, we want to be like Luke. He's so cool, right?
But that's not why I'm hanging out with Luke.
So then what is it? It's because he's rich, right?
No, he's not rich.
So he's paying you to say that he's not paying you?
No, Junior.
Wait, then what is it?
Well, Junior, you just wouldn't understand.
No, tell me. I don't understand.
No.
Tell Cody, it has to be either because he's bald or rich. Which one is it?
It's neither, Junior. He has problems.
Problems? Like, he's psycho?
No.
Is he mad?
No!
Oh, no. Joseph, I got it. He kidnapped your family.
Oh, no!
He told him in his basement. What? And he says if you're not friends with him, he's going to kill him.
No, Junior, my mom was just here eating go-gurt. She's fine.
Well, what if he paid someone to act like your mom? I mean, your mom did look fatter than usual.
Okay, I'm leaving.
What did I say? No! Okay, Joseph, this is worse than we thought. He kidnapped Cody's family. So, we have to call the cops.
Okay, dude.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer, it's awful. I need to report a crime.
All right, I love a good crime story.
Okay, so my friend's family, they got kidnapped, and they're being held captive in a basement.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
Yes, I need you to arrest the kid that did it. His name is Luke.
Okay, do you have an address?
Yeah, it's right here. I tracked my friend using Find My Friends.
Oh, okay. I'll be right over there. I'll get him.
You did good, bro. You did good.
Hello? Hey, I got a report that some kid named Luke was holding your family hostage here in a basement.
What? Did Junior tell you to come here?
Yes.
All right, I'm back.
Did you arrest Luke and put him in the electric chair?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't find anything.
Did you check the basement?
He didn't even have a basement.
Did you check the attic?
Yes.
Did you find Cody's family?
His family's fine. Cody FaceTimed them right in front of me and they answered.
But it's a mansion. There's a lot of rooms. They could have been in any of those rooms.
They didn't live in a mansion.
It must have been the beach house.
Oh, yeah.
Look, kid, it's not funny to accuse people of fake crime.
It's not a fake crime. It's real.
Now call me when there is a real crime.
Dude, what are we going to do now?
It leaves me no choice. We have to commit a real crime and blame it on Luke.
You're like, what?
I'm gonna grab the toilet paper.
Ooh, toilet paper. Okay, are you sure you want to do this, dude?
Yes, we're gonna TP my house and blame it on Luke.
Alright, you don't have to ask me twice.
Wow, Joseph. Look at all that toilet paper.
I know, dude. That's vandalism. Junior! I saw you TP the house. Oh, you're in trouble now. I'm gonna tell your daddy. Bastard!
Oh man, Joseph. Oh, that was close. Chef, you would have told my dad.
I know, dude, and you would have got grounded.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm gonna call the cops and we're gonna say that Luke TP'd my house.
Yeah, you did.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Somebody TP'd my house.
Yeah, I saw that. This is a very serious crime. Now, who do you think did this? Do you have any enemies?
Well, officer,
be strong, dude. Be strong.
I know who did it.
You can do it.
I just don't want him to come after me. His name is, Luke.
But Luke?
Yeah, Luke, the kid's house you went to earlier.
Okay, I'm starting to think maybe you just have a thing against this Luke kid.
No, it was him. It was him. He showed up with his group of friends, all named Luke, and they TP'd my house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any evidence of this?
Yes, I do. My security cameras. Come here.
Okay.
All right, officer. Here's the security camera footage. So if you look at the top right-hand corner, you notice Luke and his group of buddies, all named Luke, just show up to my house, right? Mm-hmm. They're all armed with toilet paper. And they're like, we hate Junior. We're going to ruin his night. So they all just start throwing toilet paper all over my house. See, boom, there goes one roll, and another roll, and another roll. And they just start destroying my house with toilet paper. And they run off because they notice I have security cameras. And they're like, ah, we hate Junior. So you see? Look, they committed a huge crime, and they graffitied my house with toilet paper!
Those fiends!
Yeah, so, I need you to go arrest Luke.
Alright, now you're sure it's Luke that did this, right? Because he's going to jail.
Oh, it's definitely Luke! Joseph, wasn't it Luke?
Yeah, of course it's Luke! Who else could it be?
Yeah, it was Luke! He said, my name's Luke! Yeah. You couldn't hear it because the audio... Yeah, he said his name was Luke.
Okay, alright, I'll go get him.
Yes! Going down, dude.
Hello? Alright, I'm here for a kid named Luke.
What? That's me.
Alright, you're under arrest for TPing a house. What, he didn't TP a house? Oh, yes he did. I saw the proof. You're coming with me.
Aww.
So what are we gonna do now, dude?
Well, now that Luke's in jail, Cody's gonna come begging to hang out with us.
Junior!
Hey, buddy.
Don't hey, buddy, me.
Do you prefer amigo?
No, Junior, you get Luke arrested.
Actually, Luke got himself arrested because he decided to TP my house.
No, he didn't, Junior. I was with him the whole time.
You helped him TP my house?
No, Junior, you TP'd your own house and you blamed it on Luke.
See, that's why we're best friends, because you know me so well.
Junior, get away from me.
What's wrong, Cody? You get to hang out with us now.
Junior, do you want to know what's really happening?
Yes.
The reason I was hanging out with Luke is because he's terminally sick.
So he's really good at skateboarding.
No, Junior, I mean he has 3 days left to live. He's gonna die soon.
Don't tell me that. Now I'm gonna feel bad.
You should feel bad because now he's gonna die in jail.
Don't tell me that. Now I'm gonna feel bad.
Junior!
Look, we're gonna get him out of jail, okay?
But how?
We're gonna dig a hole under the prison and sneak him out.
Junior, that's stupid. Now I have to go tell his parents why they're not gonna see their son on his last day on Earth.
Wait, is he going to space?
But no, Junior, he's gonna die!
You leave Earth when you die?
I guess so.
Well, I want to die and go to Mars. That sounds really sick. But anyway, no, I feel really bad because of your stupid idea to get him arrested. Now he's gonna be in jail.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I goofed, okay?
Yeah, you goofed. You big goof.
Well, I'm sorry, dude.
God, please help us.
What do you want?
God, we really need your help.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, you're going to hell. That was pretty messed up.
What, I am?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I want to fix everything. Okay, so what can I do to get Luke out of jail and to fix his sickness?
That's a lot of work you're asking me to do. The only currency I accept is Facebook likes.
Facebook likes?
Yep, one like equals one prayer.
Oh, that's why there's so many posts asking for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so how many likes to get Luke out of jail and to heal his sickness?
For that, 10,000 likes on Facebook.
That's a lot of likes!
Yeah, and they're not easy to get either.
Okay, so, Joseph, we need to make a post on Facebook that gets 10,000 likes. Go!
Okay, dude, I can do it.
All right, we're gonna do it, God. We're gonna do it. Just stay right here.
Dude, I did it!
Wait, you did it?
I've got 142,000 likes in 4 minutes!
Wait, in 4 minutes?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's a classic Minions post. Look, it says, R.I.P. I just died. If you don't care, stop reading. If you would care, like this pic. If you would miss me, comment a heart. If you're not scared, repost to see who your real friends are.
Oh, my God, that was genius, Joseph!
No, dude!
You only asked for 10,000 likes. We got 142,000.
Let me absorb the likes. Oh, unlimited power! Ah, I'm now a mega god!
Can you get Luke out of jail and heal his sickness?
I can do anything! Pooh!
Alright, guys, everything's back to normal and we can all be happy.
No, Junior, I'm still mad.
Why?
Because of all the bad stuff you did to Luke.
But he's out of jail now and he's cured.
One Minions post doesn't